Gracious Heavenly Father God, we thank you in the name of your wonderful Son, Jesus Christ. Thank you for your wonderful grace, your mercies, and your compassions and kindness, Dad. I thank you for your great love for us. Without your Son, Jesus Christ, we wouldn't be able to come together like this. We wouldn't be able to have what we have living inside of us, which is the full authority of Jesus Christ and the power that he walked along this earth. That raises the dead, that heals the sick, that cleanses the lepers, that casts out the spirits. And not only that, but to have a prosperous heart, prosperous soul and prosperous mind. Because everything with you, Father, is brand new and fresh, and everything with you is good, and there's nothing bad with what you do. And we can be so thankful for that, Father. I thank you for this great evening. Blessing our leaders, Lawrence and Kim, for hosting the fellowship, and for everybody on here, for the wonderful hearts. Everybody is searching for you, Dad, seeking you, and we're all seeking your face. We're all seeking your ways, and, seeking first your kingdom, your righteousness, so that you can add the things to us that are needed in our lives. And I just thank you that, tonight, iron will sharpen iron, and your words are going to flow out of every mouth tonight. And I'm convinced of it because we've all got your great Holy Spirit within us, and we can speak by that Spirit freely. And so I just thank you for this, Father, a power-packed and wonderful evening, in the wonderful name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. So I'll start off. And then I'm going to hand it over to Kim, and then we'll get the ball rolling from there. So, it's like I was just, like I was just praying. Without Jesus Christ, our lives are not possible. And, we can look around the whole world at everything that's done in this world.
You need to tell him to mute from his end. I can mute him.
Okay. We can see everything that's done in this world. We can see the effects of things that are done, things that are said, things that are thought of. And it's all mankind. And each person is about themselves. And it was just occurring to me this morning, even with plenty of money, plenty of wealth, the world considers that as prosperity. But really, if you've not got Christ in you, you've got nothing. There's no genuine prosperity there at all. Because the first place God starts is on the inside. He doesn't work the outside, he works the inside of a person. And really, for God, it's simple, because the moment one person, we know it ourselves, the moment one person believes God raised Jesus Christ from the dead and confesses Jesus Christ as their Lord, then that person's got the new birth, that Holy Spirit within, it cannot be taken away. And that is the very beginning point of the prosperity from God. Because with that Holy Spirit, we've got the attributes. Each individual child of God has all the attributes that Jesus Christ had when he was on this earth. And we've got one more. We can speak in tongues. And which wasn't available until Jesus Christ had ascended and sat at the right hand side of God in heaven. And then he sent the Comforter to the 12 apostles, who were the first ones to speak in tongues the wonderful works of God. And thanks to that day, all of us who believe on the Lord Jesus Christ ever since can do that. And that's the beginning of walking in our authority and power. And we know from the scriptures that, you're praising God. You can't say a word against God or Jesus Christ when you're speaking in tongues. It's perfect prayer and intercession. Truly that's the way to call Jesus Christ Lord. But then we've got, tongues interpretation, word of prophecy for the believers' meetings. We've also got word of knowledge, word of wisdom, discerning spirits. We can do that any place, any time. And it's as simple as, okay, Father, what is the situation? And what do I do about it? And, he can show you what the situation is and tell you, do nothing. That's word of wisdom. Is do nothing. Or he can show you exactly what to do about it. You'll do it, and you'll see afterwards what result comes from that. We've also got base miracles and healing. So we can operate the manifestation of faith. Manifestation of faith, our confessions, our words, we've been hearing so much about it. As we know that God showed Lawrence this, say what you want, not what you see. And the world calls it the law of attraction, but really God calls it the law of faith, the law of believing. And that is manifesting. So it's like waking up in the morning, oh, another day of work. Oh my gosh. And oh, Father, I so, then at work, you can switch that over to, wow, another day to live for God. Thank you, Father. This is my greatest day. I'm going to accomplish so much with you today, Dad. Thank you. You're going to guide me with your wisdom and your understanding in all things. And I do this, and you know, I just count up how many times wisdom is just there in situations, and I see it afterwards, and I think, wow, thank you, Daddy. You really are good at this. I'm not, but he is. And even then, with all the faith we can muster up, without the love, which is the love of God within us, is still just like sound and brass and tinkling and cymbal, whatever we do. But there's miracles. We can see miracles come to pass. We don't have to wait to see if God's going to do a miracle. When Jesus Christ walked on the water, he walked on the water. When Peter said, if that's really you, Lord, bid me to come unto you. And Jesus, what did Jesus say? We got to wait to see if it's of God first. He didn't. He said, come. What did Peter do? He stepped out of the boat and walked on the water. And it's a good analogy for both if we're in a situation where we do need to cross water. I've heard of somebody even parting the water in our day and time. Somebody in India. He walked across the riverbed to the other side. And somebody else had walked on the water across the river. So we know that we can literally do the same works as Jesus Christ and greater because God's the Father, like he said we could do in the scriptures. And, you know, all who believe on him, they shall speak with new tongues. They shall lay hands on the sick, they shall recover. They shall recover. Even lay hands on ourselves. We can command in Jesus Christ's name, okay, whatever it is, bang, in Jesus Christ's name be gone. And don't doubt in our hearts. It's like when he said, tell this mountain, go out, get out of my way, and be cast into the sea. And you don't doubt in your heart, you'll have whatever you say. And we've heard Lawrence say so many times, it's a practice, and it's a daily practice. Sometimes, in fact, many times in my life in particular, it's a moment by moment practice. Because we're in this world, but we're not of this world. Yet we still have a carnal nature. And it's all too easy for the carnal nature to start taking over the reins. And we got to catch ourselves on as quick as possible if when that starts to happen and say, no, 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 that's dead. But I'm alive in Christ. And then we see the parting of the water. It could be an analogy for any situation in life where we might be up against something. And like the Israelites were surrounded. And God said to Moses, gave him instruction. You follow this instruction to the letter and I can get you out of there. So he did. And it meant all the elders had to, their toes had to be touching the edge of the water with Moses. And then God said to Moses, now lift your hands up. Go up. He did exactly what God told him to do. And because of that, the waters parted. They didn't have anything written down to go by. Just led by the Spirit of God. Same as Jesus Christ was led by the Spirit of God, even though he knew the whole Old Testament better than anybody did. He fulfilled every commandment in the law. And yet he was led by the Spirit of God in everything he did. Like opening the eyes of the blind, opening the ears of the deaf, cleansing the lepers. It hadn't been heard of before. The multitude of things that he did. had never been seen before. So this, none of this was written down somewhere. Oh, this is what you do in this situation, that situation. He just was led by the Spirit of God and everything. So, and even to the point when he was thronged by the multitudes, one woman has such great faith in her heart that she pushed through the crowd that was trying to block her out and said in her heart, if I could just touch the hem of his garment, I'll be healed. And that's great faith. And she touched the hem of his garment. And anyone could think in that situation, oh, I don't know if it will work on me. But she was so determined and she believed, and that it got her healing, her complete deliverance. And, you know, Jesus turned around and said, who touched me? Because he felt the virtue go out of him. And we are carrying the same virtue that he carried. So we can impart this to whoever God puts in front of us. And if people want to receive it, they can. If they don't want to receive it, well, that's free will choice for you. There's nothing can be done about that. So, like the Apostle Paul even said, we got this treasure. It's a great treasure, precious treasure. This is wealth. This is prosperity in earthen vessels. Forget all the other things in this world. They're just perishable things where moth and rust corrupt, right? But our desires, our affections are set on things above, not on things of the earth. Even though we know we need things like finances, we need roofs over our heads, we need the right things in our lives, and we don't want rubbish. And God isn't into giving people rubbish. So we put God first, and then all the things we need shall be added to us, like Matthew 6:33 says. He's our provision, he's our sufficiency. Whatever the world is shouting out about, forget it, ignore it. Because if it's not what God is saying, then we need to be listening to what God is saying over what the world is saying to us, no matter who they are, where they're from. And we really will see the greatest times of our lives happening. So, for me, I've been having a ball. I said so many times before, I don't look for open doors. I just look to God. I do my business every day, whatever I've got to do, whether it's going out to work, whether it's doing my mum's garden, or whether it's visiting someone. Whatever my daily business is going to be, I make sure God is first at the beginning of it. And he's with me all the way through. I know he's with me. And I need to be with him all the way through it and follow his pattern of things, because it's always the right pattern when it's of God. I shared recently, I think a couple of weeks back, about somebody I'd known since I was about 4 years old. He was six. We grew up in the straight same area, went to the same schools together. Sadly, he ended up going the wrong route. He started glue sniffing, then he got on to hard drink and heroin, and several people in the area were into the same thing. And our paths have crossed over the years. I've shared stuff with him, I've ministered to him, he believes, but he just hasn't got over that hurdle yet. And, you know, what are we without God's love? We're nothing. And without God's compassion, we're nothing. So I just happened to do an unusual thing. I glanced across at some pizza place where something was just catching my eye for some reason. Like a situation going on. I'm like, what the heck? I didn't know why I was paying attention to it. And then I decided to walk over. Next to it was a closed down coffee shop. You know, this coffee shop, they tried it out for 6 months, it didn't work out, so they closed down. And I thought, well, I'll just look at the coffee shop. And this guy had walked in there that I knew and come back out, and then just came to my heart to speak. And when he realized it was me, he started just pouring his heart out. He just lost his partner, and he was really in a bad place. Then I just started chatting. And, you know, I didn't come up with scriptures. I didn't come up with what I think I should say. It was just as it came to my heart. And the words just came out. And he got the greatest peace from that. Because it wasn't my words, it was God's. And it was led by God's spirit. I didn't know why I was over at that shop. But then I realized afterwards, okay, it was for him. So we walked on down the road together. We were going the same way back anyway, to our homes. And walking down the road, he told me about a few situations that had gone on. And he'd literally gone into a church and confronted the devil like this. Hey, you, blah, 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 blah. I thought, you need to be really with God and Jesus Christ when you do that stuff. But I'm thinking this, and then he's telling me about problems he's got in this room where something's making him kind of throw himself against the wall and all sorts. He said, I'm not. He's practically headbutting this wall. He said, but it's not me. I said, no, I get it, mate. He said, have I got a poltergeist? I said, no, not at all. I made total light of the situation. I said, listen, do you want me to pray for you? He said, yeah, okay. I said, you need to think about where you want to go. I said, you need to come my way and follow me and what I'm doing. I said, but I'm going to pray for you. So I just prayed for him on the spot, and I knew, I'm going to be kicking out spirits here. So by the time I was done, he felt totally light. I thought, that's great. So all I gave him was encouragement. Not what I think is encouragement, but what God is pouring through me as encouragement, as I'm encouraged here by my minister. And without laying it on thick, but giving him the simple truth in the most loving way. And I shared with him, you know, you can do that as well. What I just did with casting stuff out. But he got back to me 2 days later and saying he'd gone home, went to go to bed that night, and this thing came back in, whatever it was. So he said, I looked round, I said to it, you get out, you can't come in here anymore. And it was just gone. I thought, that's brilliant. He's never been to a fellowship. He's a bit loose in his understanding of these things, but he's just taken one action and done it. And it cleared the room. The next thing I heard from him, he'd had a stroke. He wasn't speaking very well. So I ministered to him, and his speech came back nicely, but I haven't actually heard from him since. So I'm, again, you know, we also don't chase people. And I did make that clear to him as well at the beginning. Like I said, I don't look for the open doors. I don't look for the people. I don't look for the labourers. I'm looking to God to bring them. And if I don't see or hear from somebody, well, they're in God's hands. I have to still keep doing what God gives me to do. And when we read about Jesus Christ in the scriptures, when we read, what we read is how he only walked being led by God. Even Lazarus died and was dead 4 days. That was his close friend. And he was gone for 4 days. But because God didn't say go, he didn't go. And then when God said, now you go, then he went. Because according to God, that was the right time. And this is what the practice is all about. This is what the listening to God is all about. And then when, as we do this more in our lives, we'll see more things happening. We'll see more of the good things happening, overriding the bad things. And the negatives drop off and the positives become more and more and more increased in our lives. So, recently with my work, I've been picking up new work practically everywhere. I've been overblown with it. And, you know, just saying to God, give me the jackpot customers. With being self-employed, I'm reliant on having customers to serve. And if I got none, then I got no job. So God has to provide it. I haven't looked for it, but it's been coming out everywhere, left, right, and center. And like I say, I'm just still practicing just listening to God, just following, doing what I'm supposed to be doing every day. And obviously, you know, I do work, so my first, the first thing I know I am doing when I leave my house is going to work. But before I do that, I'm giving my day to God. I'm doing what I'm speaking in tongues. I'm doing my confessions. I'm making sure I'm set up with God for the day first as a child of God. Otherwise I'm going out blindly as an unbeliever. So, I really didn't know what I was going to be sharing tonight. And I've literally, again, I just asked God, you give me the words. I don't know. And I'm believing that God's going to work in every person here tonight to just let his words flow out. And that way it's iron sharpening iron. That way it's the best. We get the best. And it's fresh manna from heaven. Just like you won't eat stale bread. You don't want stale old things. You want the fresh new things that are of God that he has to say to us on the spot. So that's really what's in my heart right now to share, and any testimonies I have at the moment. And obviously I'm still, you know, consistently desiring the laborers, the key laborers, the leaders, you know, the ones that are going to receive my words gladly, but God's words through me. And I'm not going to make it happen. God is. So I love you very much. Thank you very much for asking me to share first. And my great thanks to God for my ministers, Lawrence and Kim as well. I mean, because they're going from strength to strength, I'm going from strength to strength because I'm following their lead. And there's no other place I want to be. So thank you very much. And thank you very much for listening. And I would now like to pass it on to Kim, who's going to share next.
Oh, well, God bless you all in the name of Jesus Christ. Hi, everyone. And welcome to another Thursday night Zoom fellowship. And I'm so very, very blessed. Hi. Lawrence is home from the USA. Mm-hmm. And what a wonderful time he had. But I'm not going to be sharing on that. I'm going to leave that one to him. But we had a wonderful time while he was away. Cromorton, I want to thank you so much.
Thank you, bro.
For hosting and leading the Zoom fellowship on a Thursday night, because you are so much more wonderful with technology than I am. God's put that in your ball court, so that's real good. But, you know, we share and we encourage. We love God, right? He's a living God. And he works in each one of us just to willing to do of his good pleasure, and that nothing is impossible with him. Nothing. You know, we go to him in prayer, and God, with his infinite mercy and grace, just really lays it out on a silver platter for all of us. And, you know, Lawrence was away for, I think it was 18 days, and it was, I'm here with two puppies. Two little boxer puppies, and the time went really fast. But you know, at the end of the day, it's our walk with God and what we are doing. It's not that we're just sitting and praying, but we're stepping out in that faith. You know, and I was speaking to somebody today as well, and you know, we all want laborers. We all want that one true laborer that's going to move the word. And we hear a lot what comes from India and how just one person shares something with their family and within a week there's like 200 people. And people share testimonies. There's been people raised from the dead. There's people gone from poverty to prosperity. People that were living in huts are now living in houses. And see, their desire is just their desire. They go to God, they tell God their desire, and then it comes to pass. And it becomes a testimony. And that testimony is what the people share. They share what God is doing in their life. And it is changing people's lives for the very better. You know, it's not, they're not living in poverty and downtrodden and, you know, in need with fears and worries and doubts. No. When they go to God and God answers that prayer, they come up and God is the one that lifts us. You know, when he created the heavens and the earth, he created it for a place for us to dwell and that we dwell together in unity, you know, like-mindedness. Now, there's one God, but there are many religions. So we know that when we pray to God, no matter what religion you come from, if you are praying to God, we're praying to the same God, the living God, the God that answers prayers, the God that brings you into a place where you can flourish, where you can have all the desires of your heart when you stay with him. You know, fears, worries and doubts are not of the living God, but faith, confidence and trust. And you know, and to have confidence in something, you have to know it. I say, when I got together with Lawrence, I didn't trust him. I didn't have confidence in him. But you know, as we began to talk and we had a relationship, then that confidence and that trust comes. So it's the same when we go with God. You know, we learn to communicate with God. We learn to invite him into our day. You know, it's iron sharpeneth iron, that we have that relationship, that intimate relationship with God. You know, we don't tell everyone what we're praying for. But when we pray and we've given that desire to God and it comes to pass, there's no doubt that it was God that answered that prayer because you told nobody else. And then that faith that God placed within us increases. You know, you hear a lot of people saying about speaking in tongues. Well, God is spirit. So it's important, right? He gave his only begotten son, Jesus Christ, so that we all now can have God in Christ in us, right? Romans 10, I say it most weeks, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, you are saved. That is it. And even if you never come on another Zoom fellowship, even if you never speak the word of God ever again, you are still saved. That's how gracious the living God is. But, you know, we want that life which is more than abundant. Now, this isn't always about finances either. Abundance in what? Well, how about health? How about your job? How about finances? How about family? How about an abundance of peace? How about abundance of faith? How about an abundance of grace? So God covers every aspect. That day that you got born again. Speaking in tongues, what does that do? What does it do? There's nine manifestations of that one gift. Right? So speaking in tongues, tongues with interpretation and prophecy. Then you have faith, miracles, healings, word of wisdom, word of knowledge, discerning the spirits. God has given you all the equipment you need to enjoy a life with him. You lack in no area. He has fully equipped you in this day and time to live and to be with him. You lack nothing. No matter what you think, no matter what people say, doesn't matter. What matters is that God has fully equipped you, that you are righteous, that you are sanctified, that you are justified, that you are set apart from this world and the crap within it. Why? Because he loved you. So we can look at ourselves and think, oh, well, I'm not worthy. Oh, I'm not good enough. Well, but it doesn't matter what we think, but what does God say? That's the most important. What does God say? And God says that he gave his only begotten son. Why? So that we, even before we were born, he knew us, could have a life which is more than abundant. So now we decide, do we believe what the world says or do we believe what God says? Do I believe what I see in a mirror or do I believe what God says? Do I have faith or do I have fear? Right now, laborers, we pray for laborers, right? We all want that one, you know, that one real hot laborer. And so we go to search. What do I do now? So, do I go in search? And then I start manufacturing and I start going to the coffee shop and I go to work and I do this and I'm searching for that laborer. And that's like searching for a needle in a haystack. But when we give it to God, God knows where that needle is, or that laborer. I'm using a terminology that the laborer is a needle, right? Needle in the haystack. But God knows where that needle is, and God can just quickly pick that needle out just like that. So when we go to God, we just give it to him and we leave it. We just carry on to live our lives. You know, and our lives should be exciting. Right? Life is great. And again, you say what you want, not what you see. Right? We could say a lot of bad things right now, especially here in the UK. Right? Poverty, inflation, bills, elections coming up, you know. But no, do you know what? I am living my best life. Why? Because we don't get entangled with the world or the affairs of this world. Yes, there's an election coming up. So I will pray. And I will pray that God directs the right person for the right job. That's all I can do. Yes, I can put a cross on a ballot. But God knows who should be in power. God knows who needs to run this country. Right? God knows who, most importantly, is going to listen to him. That's the one we want in power. The one that's not indoctrinated with what the world says and gets beaten down by the people around him. But someone that got, I want to say, balls and takes a stand. Somebody that is not afraid. See, that's what it takes to be a believer. That you have no fear, that you stand strong. Boy, Jesus Christ died for you. So why would you be downtrodden? Right? We don't play church. We don't put our best hats on, sit in fellowship like religious and holier than thou, and then we go home and do whatever we want. God is all-knowing. God sees everything. God looks first on our hearts. That's the most important. God is the searcher of all hearts. So when we go to him with a pure heart, God, I don't really understand. God, we have elections coming up. Who do I vote for? It's important. The word of God says that we pray for those in power. Everything we do with God. And we pray and we understand it. Whatever happens, happens. But if you've prayed, God is at the forefront of all of that. Say what you want, not what you see. So, here in the UK, we're out of the European Union. There's so many bad things happening in the UK right now. With a 5 cents mind. Out of the UK. Out of the European Union. We got an election coming up. There's inflation at every turn, right? We're not talking about just 20 pence on your electric. We're talking hundreds of pounds a year, thousands of pounds. Electric, gas, the council tax, the mortgage rates, everything. But I am still living that life which is more than abundant. Why? Because my sufficiency is not of this world. My sufficiency is of God, and God meets my needs. You guys that don't know us, Lawrence hasn't worked a circular job for what, since 2005. 19 years, God has taken care of us. And I said this to somebody today, right? It's just a thought away. Just a thought. If you want to go full time, you want to work for God, it is available. You just tell God your desires. God, I am done with this world, with the circular jobs, with the financial situation. I am going to live my life unto you. So now, God, you need to take care of us. You need to take care of me, my family, my home. And God will jump to do it. And if you need more recognition on that, just give us a ring. And I'll share with you to my heart's content on what all the things that God has done over the last 19 years for us. Things that me and Lawrence have prayed for that nobody else have known about. And God comes through. God hears your prayers and God answers your prayers. Right? It says in the word about the mountain, be thou removed and cast into the sea. The mountain is a terminology for your problems, your worries, your fears, your doubts. And if you can command that out, it is gone. Because there's never a failure when it comes to God. He didn't create a failure. He created you in his image. You are perfect in the eyes of God. Spiritually. Not with your senses, but spiritually you are perfect. So every day we're perfecting. We're letting go of the old man. Right? Doesn't matter what you were 10 years ago, 20 years ago, 50 years ago. Doesn't matter. God says today is a new day. Now you move with me. Today is your day. You give your life to me and I will serve you to the very end. God makes us the head and not the tail. You know these pantomimes that you get and you get the donkey? God makes you the head. You're not the back end. And you are not to be trodden on or walked over. You have power. Power from on high. You can move with an impact. You can change people's lives just by speaking the heavenly words from God. You can bring deliverance. You can bring people out of darkness into light. Just by speaking those loving words and encouraging people. And sometimes, yeah, we have to be a bit firm. Let people know what you're about. Let people know that you are strong. That you are not going to be trodden on. Right? My God says that I am worthy. That he gave his only begotten son for me. So I will stand and I will speak for him. And I'm not going to make it all airy-fairy and nice and fluffy. With a bit of few diamantes and a bit of feathers. No. I will give it as God wants it intended. I will speak that truth in love. And anybody that knows me knows that I'm not a wishy-washy person. If I have something to say, I'll say it. And yeah, it does come across quite harsh sometimes. But it's needed, especially when people don't listen. And they're just living in the muck and the mire. Why did Christ die? He died to pull you up out of the muck and the mire. This is not a game. This is life. And we take it seriously. It is really life or death. Choose you this day. So bless your hearts.
Travel down the road from here and ask Danny and Amber to share, please.
Whoop, whoop.
God bless you all.
God bless you, my son. God
bless you, my boy.
Bye, yes, God.
God bless you. That's fire of the Lord,
love
mother.
That,
that's hot. That's very hot. Very good, very good. Bless me very much and set me on fire. Bless your heart, Jason. And, yeah, God is good. And, yes, we definitely take this seriously. You know, this is our life. And we want the best out of this life and, you know, even through situations and, you know, trials, you know, God is with us and, you know, he really gives us the wisdom. He gives us the strength. He gives us the faith He gives us everything that we need to overcome anything in this life. Because of what Christ, Jesus Christ, completed, how he did everything according to God's will and continuing to do so. Like, we really are positioned in a higher place that God has really put us on the right hand side of him in Christ. And is believing that, I am a son of God, and the old life that I once lived is reckoned dead, is dead, because that old life produced no fruit. It produced nothing good for me. We were, you know, lacking in many areas. We were lacking in finance. We were lacking in good relationships. You know, we were lacking in all these areas, but when we became humble and meek to receive the words gladly, then God was able to go to work. And so again, through mine and Amber's last 4 years, we say it all the time because the last 4 years have been dramatically changed and very, very blessed. But not just blessed, but understanding God's heart and vision for our lives. And this is very important, and to hold on, like, this goal, the desire that God has put in your heart. So, like, for me and Amber, is our desire is to have many fellowships, to be able to travel and to direct people to go to God, to see people delivered from, you know, the clutches of this life, and to be set free like we've been set free. And so this is our desire. So as we stay with this desire, which is also being encouraged through the sound words, through my dad, through Sangha, the words that are coming on the focus, which is all men to be saved. All men to be saved, and not only to be saved, but to come to the knowledge of truth. So when we, you know, there's having knowledge, and then there's experience in the knowledge that we've received. So, like, God wants us to really understand the knowledge, but also to experience and to manifest this life. And so it takes that commitment. Every day it takes the commitment that we're not gonna fool, like, be fooled with the other, any news, any other doctrine. Yeah, but what God is directly spoken and has already completed through Christ. This is where we focus. Because otherwise, the other things which are carnal, they will bring us down. It will bring our faith, the temperature of faith, down. And we don't want that temperature of faith to be down. We want it at its highest. So there's some things we may have to do. So if negatives come, what are we going to do? Are we going to choose life? Or are we going to let the negative thoughts consume our heart, consume the good things that we've received? You know, this is why when we come on this fellowship, like, Mum, you shared from God, those words blessed me, inspired my heart, and, like, set me on fire, because this is not a game, you know, and it's not a game, especially when you're going through trials and tribulations, right? It's not a game then. So, like, this is not a game, and God wants us to be victorious in everything that we do. Even in troubled times, like, God doesn't want us to go through troubled times, okay? But unfortunately, the devil likes to try and try. That's all he can do is try. Are we going to take the bait? Or are we just going to ignore and say what God says? Believe what has been done through Christ and move in that vision and that direction. And so this is the practice. This is the practice that we do every day. And I know it's taken great practice over the last 4 years of that committed decision to say what I want. You know, to not say what I'm seeing, to speak good, to say what God is saying, to speak life in my everyday way, shape and form, life. Change that confession, because when you start to speak the sound words, those sound words are producing faith. You know, God is energizing that faith within you, because we're very powerful. God has handed us his wonderful gift of Holy Spirit, and he wants us to be led of that Spirit. And the way we're led of that Spirit is when we go to God, when we receive the encouragement from where we're being fed. Like my dad encouraged me and Amber greatly. And so we take that not as the words of Lawrence, and that's very serious. Like, if I took it as my dad's words, I wouldn't grow. I wouldn't go to that next step, because oh, it's just dad, yes, wonderful, Sharon, or even my mum, yes, wonderful, that was really great. Like, I have to take the words personally, as God is speaking through them. And that's what the leaders did with the likes of Paul, Peter. They took their words with great seriousness. It's like, when we do that and practice with all our heart with God, we're going to grow. And like, these things that come up become less, because we know how to deal with them, because God has given us the wisdom and the inspiration on how to execute, not being discouraged or not being sad, not being down. But speaking life, getting in that encouragement, you know, staying connected, like having that point of contact with believers and doing that encouragement is just so important. So like right now, like when things, if there must be some things that are hitting the heart. So just do those things. Just do that. Take it to God. And say, God, I'm going to do this with all my heart. You lead me, direct me, and you will see the fruit. Like, God wants his children to be more than triumph. No, not more. We are triumph in everything. In everything we do, we're more than conquerors in everything that we do. God says that we are his masterpiece. And this is what we believe. We don't believe any other thing. We believe what God is saying. It's like when Christ said to the blind man, you know, the blind man came and asked to see, and Christ said, okay, then you believe? And he said, yes. So Christ said, okay, then you're healed. You are healed. Just that simple. It's not complicated. God has made this very, very simple. And so, you know, the guy, he could have came, the blind man, he could have came, and Jesus heard Jesus's words and said, okay, heal me, but I don't believe. I don't believe who you say you are. But no, the man had faith, like really believe in the words. So Jesus said, you're healed. And the guy believed. He believed that Jesus would say and it would be done. So I don't know if I'm communicating this good, but in my mind, like, I just understand that we just believe, like, no matter what, and we say it from our mouth, and we move into that, and God is the one that manifests it. God is the one that brings it to pass. God is the one that healed the blind man through Jesus Christ. God is working in you. God is working in each and every one of us. As we go to him, as we allow him to lead us and direct us, because we have so much to give. We have so much to offer when we're walking by the Spirit of God. And, you know, like, as we continue in that way, we grow and we see the manifestation of God's blessings. We see God come through. And so again, I always do that. I always say to myself, you know, if things seem a bit hard or confusing, then I know I'm doing it in my own strength. So then I come back and go, okay, God, I need your direction and your wisdom. Like, you work in me. You have the answer and solution. And so that's how I go to God. Like when things seem hard, then God has given me alarm bells, right? I'm obviously not doing something. It's amazing. And God wants to show you. God wants to reveal, you know, to what does it say in the scripture that now we are believers, we are able to discern spirits, like good, bad. So like we can really discern, is this God's spirit speaking or is this an angel in disguise, wolves in sheep clothing? So like the truth will set you free. And that's how simple it is, I really understand. Because I've been living free, me and Amber, both, my mum, for the last 4 years, I have lived free. I am free. We are free, and we're living in that abundant life that Jesus Christ said we could have. And everything is just rolling behind, like, you know, signs, miracles, wonders. God is just ushering this in. Growth, great growth within the fellowships. God is doing this. This is his side of bargain, like, not bargain, but like, this is his job, and our job is just to believe and to expect and to have that goal and that desire, having that, you know, written down. Okay, this is my desire. And again, we learn this from the wonderful Indian believers. Like, they really are a great example of this. And when they want something, they go to God with all their heart. And God gives unto them because they don't stop pulling on God's trousers. They keep asking, they keep thanking that they've received what they're asking for. Yes, God is done, it's already done, and then they have the testimony. So, like, that's a great example for me. So that's what I've been doing, and God has been completing what he bargained, what he promised us. So what he has promised us is yes and amen. Yes and amen. His promises are yes and amen. And it also says in 1 Peter that God is not slack concerning his promises. So, you know, we go after those things which are above and not on what's below on the earth or what's in front of us. We go after we seek those things which are above. Because we know there's pleasures forevermore. We know there's benefit. We know we find peace and joy and patience, long suffering. All these things comes from God. And when we seek him, God is not going to withhold any of these things. So again, just really blessed and seeing the many seasons that we may go through, but God is in them all, and God has made us victorious in all those seasons, and is understanding this, and that we are victorious, and Christ didn't die in vain, but that we are more than conquerors, that we have the sword of the Spirit. Our words are spirit and life, and when we speak, it shakes the devil's kingdom. Because the devils start to see that we know our authority, we know who we are, we know who we're called to be dear children, to be imitators of him and his son Jesus Christ, to walk in love, to speak the truth in love, so that people come out from where they may be stuck. And we've all been stuck, and we've all had that one person that God has put in front of us to get us out of that place where we've been stuck. So you be that person for someone else. Now you're unstuck and you have this truth, that you have this knowledge. Use it and bless people and speak life into others, because people need that. And that's what we're called to do. We're called to serve and to reconcile men and women back to the one true living God. Not to us, to the one true living God, who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we ask or think. So I love each and every one of you, and you're mighty people, continuing to do God's will in your life, and we're praying for you very much, and we love you all very much. So I'm going to pass it on to my beautiful wife.
Really great, Sharon. Really wonderful. And really encouraging fellowship. This Thursday fellowship really does build us all up, encourages us all greatly. And God just continues to open the eyes of our understanding each day. Each individual on here has a personal relationship with God. Each individual on here has seen the mighty work of God in your life. However you may see it, as big or small, He has done great and mighty things in each and every one of your lives. Each and every one of you have a great testimony to share. Many, 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 many testimonies to share. When we share testimonies, when we share what God has done and what God is doing in our life, it gives glory to God. It doesn't give glory to man. It doesn't give glory to the situations that we're living in, but it gives glory to God. And our life is a living testimony to God, that he is real, that he is living, that he is our dad, and that we're able to go to him for absolutely anything, big or small, that he doesn't want us to be hiding anything from him, but he wants us just to really go to him. And God has been showing us all, whoever's been hearing this sound way over the last four and a half years, God has been really showing us, he's been really knocking on our heart to say to us, watch what comes out of your mouth. Be mindful what you're saying. Declare what you want, not what you see. Declare what you want, not what you feel. Because everyone can get caught up in their emotions, in health, in relationships, in what's going on in the world. Politics, Kim said it, you know. There's many things going on in this world or even within us that we could try and consider or try and let's speak louder than God. And God just wants us to recognize that he's a living God, that he's our dad, that we don't have to fear, worry or doubt any situation. Danny shared it when he shared, you know, when we go to him, there may be things that come, but they become less and less because we know how to stand in authority. We know how to stand in strength. We know how to declare and say what we want, not what we're seeing or we're feeling. And that was really a word from God spoken into Lawrence's life back in 2017. And however, God spoke that thousands of years ago, you know, like, but people just didn't understand it. People didn't grasp it, especially in this day and time. We needed it simplified. And God really simplified it by talking and speaking to Lawrence's heart. You've been saying what you don't have rather than what you want, or however however it was said. But God really is really, really speaking very loudly today to each and every one of us. Like, he's speaking very loudly to my heart. And if he's speaking very loudly to my heart, I know he's speaking very loudly to your heart. Because God is not a respecter of persons. God does not favor anyone above the other. You know, what God will do for one, he will absolutely do for another. But it does take a choice. It takes a decision. It takes heart, you know. It takes obedience, love and obedience unto God, to want to do the things of God, to want to fellowship, to want to be around brothers and sisters in Christ, to want to do the things that we're encouraged to do, even if we don't understand it. There are many people that don't really understand why they honor God with their substance. And they may not have seen the full benefit of why they do it. They may have different doctrines or mindsets in regards to that. But there are many people that don't understand why. But God wants us to be really, what's the word, like really confident in the things he's encouraging us to do, that we execute it with love and obedience, even if we don't understand it. because God will cover it. God will, and you will see the result. So when you do things, so when you speak in tongues, when you honor God, when you pray, when you have a healing need and your desire in healing, or your desire to travel to a different country like Lawrence, you know, when we take the step, when we stand out in faith, no matter how uncomfortable it makes us feel, no matter how much we don't understand, no matter if we have knowledge behind us or not, when we do what God is putting in our heart to do, and we stand out in faith and we take the first step, God reveals the whole big picture to our heart. And there is a very fine line between doing things with our own mind and with the Spirit of God. All of us, we want to love people. We want to see people healed, delivered, set free. We want to see people prosper. We want to fellowship. We want to do all these things. But is it what God is leading? Is it what God is directing? Is God saying to you today, do this or do that? Tandra really blessed me at the beginning, because everyone was talking about the trip to Florida, and she said God told her not to go. And that was probably quite hard for her at that time, not understanding, well, why shouldn't I go? But then when she stuck with the decision and didn't go, then everything unfolded why she shouldn't have gone on that specific trip. And there will be many, many, many other trips available for everyone to be on and to fellowship and to really receive the sound words that God is speaking in that present time. So there are many things that we would want to do, especially when it comes to being around brothers and sisters in Christ, fellowshipping, you know, that we would want to do that. But if God says, no, it's not the right time, when we stand in faith and take that stand, then he will really go to work and show us. Or if he says, yes, go, like with Lawrence, yes, go to America. Oh, is this me, God, or is this you? Am I doing this? Or, you know, but he took the step. And when he took the step, he seen the fruit from it. So everything we do in life, everything we do with God, when we take a step of faith, when we do what we're being encouraged to do, when we when it becomes simple, just do what you're encouraged to do. Just do what God is putting in your heart to do. And when we execute that with faith, we will continue to live this abundant life, this prosperous life, this happy life. We will continue to see open doors. We will continue to walk where God needs us to walk. And that won't be walking in the valley of the shadow of death. We will be walking in with great wisdom, around great people, where there's great open doors, where people are going to hear and receive the words gladly. But we don't want to manufacture anything. We don't want to do it in our own strength. And when you've got a big heart, when you've got a big heart for God and for people, sometimes it is hard not to do things in your own strength. It is, because we love people, because we love God, and we want to see God in people's lives like we've seen God in our lives. We want to see people experiencing that everything God wants for them, like we've experienced everything God wants for us. But we have to really ask the question, is it me or is it God? I want to do this, but should I do it? You know? And is really, and then God will just show you. God will really, really show you. And is about just, for me and my life and for the things I'm experiencing, is really just keeping it really simple. Staying really blessed. Being very thankful for where we are, but desiring so much more. Having a bigger vision than you've ever imagined. And going to God and saying, God, enlarge my vision. Enlarge my vision. Enlarge my desire. What do you want me to fulfill in my lifetime? What do you want me to do in this lifetime? Here I am, send me, God. And I am open to do whatever you want me to do. If that means I have to be on my own for a little bit, or if it means I have to travel for a little bit, or if it means I have to go here, there, or not. Whatsoever you want me to do, God, I will do it with a pure heart, and I will do it 100% unto you. But you got to show me, you lead me, and he will show up. He will guide you. He will absolutely direct your every step. Why? Because you're acknowledging him. You're not acknowledging your friends or your five senses. You're acknowledging God. And so God wants us to really rest in him, not get discouraged. Like, really do not get discouraged. If you're praying for healing and you're not seeing it right now, tomorrow is a brand new day. Tomorrow is an exciting day, a great day. If you're not seeing that laborer right now, don't say anything out of your mouth. You keep confessing. You keep saying what God says. The fields are ripe unto harvest. I am healed by the stripes of Jesus Christ. I am very prosperous. And when we say and we go into tomorrow with the mindset of God, then everything that God says will truly come to pass in our life without effort. It won't be an effort. It won't be an uphill struggle. It won't be like a roller coaster when we're up 1 minute, down the next. We will be steadfast in every area. We won't be relying on other men or women as our source of income, our source of happiness, our source for our relationships, our source for anything. We will be relying on the one true living God to provide everything we need. And when we're in that place, when we're in that place to really rely and trust in God, we can be blessed to be that blessing to the people God needs us to bless and to serve and to encourage and to love. Because it's got to be God's way. It really has to be God's way. It cannot be our way. It cannot be our own mind, thoughts, feelings, what we can see, taste, touch, hear, smell. It has to be God. It has to be led of God. And when it's led of God, we will be blessed, even when we see things not happening right now. And it brings me to India again. Kim mentioned India. And I've listened to many sharings from the Baines family and other leaders and from Lawrence about when it first began in India. And something that really stood out to me really strongly was that in the beginning, when there really wasn't that much going on, some believers from America or from other countries would go over to India and they would be saying, wow, there's so much going on here. Look at all the people that are born again. Look at the great works. And I remember hearing a sharing from Sangha, and he said, you know, in those times, there wasn't even that much work going on. There wasn't even that many things happening. But then God started to highlight to Sangha, wow, look what people are saying, though. They're saying good things. Good things are being said in this country. And as people continue to confess and say, at that time, it was like a drop in the ocean. You know, it was like a little drop. And now it's like a big tidal wave. It's like really it's just flooded with great outreach, growth, open doors, signs, miracles and wonders. But it never began like that. It didn't begin like that. And even if, but people was encouraged not to be discouraged. People were encouraged to continue to look to God. People were encouraged to stay with God, to keep their heart and their mind with God, just like we're being encouraged now. So in your town, in your area, in the location you are, know there are many laborers. Know there are many fresh, ready harvest fields. Know that you are in the right place. It's definitely at the right time for God to send those laborers to you, but it has to be God's way. If there is any agenda within your mind, your heart, to do it your way, or even subconsciously, you might not even be thinking, well, I'm going to do it my way. But if there's anything there, you know, trying to do things, then you're not going to see anything as quick as that you want to see it. And it's not because God is hindering, but it's because we're hindering ourselves because we're not letting God take the driver's seat. But that doesn't mean either that if we're not seeing anything happen, that we're doing anything wrong, we're not praying enough, we're not speaking in tongues enough, we're not connecting enough, we're not humble, we're not meek. Like, those thoughts you have to clear out. Those thoughts you have to sieve out, because those thoughts are not from God. Remember, his thoughts are not our thoughts and his ways are not our ways. God just wants us to be at peace with us first as an individual, at peace in who we are, with our relationship with God, being confident in who God is and then letting God do the work. And in the meantime, we just practice each day not getting discouraged, not getting anxious, not getting worried, not trying to make things happen because we're not seeing things happen as quickly as we would like to see it. Because actually, God is very, very much at work. There are thousands and millions of laborers flowing to each and every one of us. Like, they are there. Tomorrow is a very exciting day. The next day is very exciting. We all have a very exciting future. We all have so many open doors to walk through, so many great opportunities, so many people that are going to hear the words and come to the knowledge of truth. And it just takes one. And like Kim shared in her sharing, is not a game. This isn't a game. This isn't something that we can just turn on a game console, have a quick bash about, turn it off and forget it. No, this is real life and living. This is the demonstration and power of the Holy Spirit working through us, leading us. And so really my encouragement this week is just don't get discouraged, especially when you've been on a trip or you've been around so many believers and then you may go home and be on your own. It's not about, don't be discouraged. Those times when you're on your own, that's when you can really push into God, really just rest in his presence. Rest in knowing that he's at work on our behalf, knowing that he's opening the doors and doing everything perfectly for us, you know. And it is absolutely God's desire that you prosper. Like, anyone who's got a poverty mindset or a mindset where they're just scrimping and scraping and worrying and concerning about finances or their health or relationships, that's something you have to really go to God with. Because that is not of God. God's desire is that you really prosper in every area of your life, financially, physically, emotionally, spiritually, in all aspects. Whatsoever you want in this life, God wants you to have it. He wants to pour out the blessings upon you every day, that there's so many, you don't even have room enough to receive it. But there are things that we have to do to see the grace of God in those areas, you know, and we all know what most of those are. And some people will say, well, it's all about prosperity. I'm happy. I don't need anything else. You know, I'm just happy. But God's going to need you to work with people that might not be happy with everything they've got, that might need more, that might desire more, that might want more. So if you're established in that area, then you're able to teach and show people the right way, so that people do come out of poverty, so that people are not relying on the systems of the world or relying on their jobs or their spouses or man or women or anything else as their source, but that they're truly trusting and relying on God. Because none of the systems in this world is promised for tomorrow. You know, like the healthcare systems, the jobs, your jobs, relationships, none of it, none of the systems, politicians, presidencies, the police force, the fire forces, any of it. None of it is promised tomorrow. But the thing that is, the one that is promised today, forever, today, yesterday, and forever is our God Jehovah, who causes everything to become in our life, everything that we need. But we have to get into such a reliance on him and only him so that he can bring it to us. So, yeah, these things were in my heart to share tonight. I don't even know what I shared. I feel like I rambled, but God is good, and I look forward to hearing everything you've all got to share. God bless you all.
Yeah, absolutely wonderful sharings from both of you. Very encouraging. So now we're going to travel just a few streets over to Becky.
Hello.
Becky,
God bless you. Hello guys, and I'm absolutely fantastic sharing, like really really great. And again, yeah, it's definitely not something that we play around with, because it's really not a game. And you know, our lives are very precious, and is our lives are all in God's hands. When we really go to him each day and we first put our feet upon that ground, and we know that it's going to be a great day, that we have God on our side, that we can wake up in the morning and have that light feeling within us, knowing that we have the creator of the heaven and the earth on our side, and we really don't need to be fretting, worrying or doubting about the things that is going on in this world that is going on, but we have God, you know, and that's not where our focus is, because where our focus is and where we focus our minds is where our minds are going to be, and that's what's going to then come out of our mouths. So when we get into the habit pattern and build new habits with God, to really be thinking his thoughts, to really be ensuring each day we wake up and we're really declaring and saying what God says, that whatever it is that you want within that day, that you say, you know, you say what you want and not what you see, that many circumstances may arise, there may be many distractions, there may be people trying to come in to bombard you or take your peace away. We have the Prince of Peace living within us, and they have no authority over us, but we have authority over the circumstance of this world. We have authority each day to wake up and declare and say what God says. And when we start declaring, we start confessing, start speaking, then that is when God will go to work. Because what you sow today, you will reap tomorrow. So ensure what you're sowing today and what you're saying today is of God. Because if you went back or you slid back, you will see yourself reaping the wrong things. But God wants you to reap the best harvest. He wants you to, within your words, within your life, he wants you to be prosperous in every area. First is being prosperous within the mind. And many people in the world, you know, they are trying to escape reality because they cannot deal, or they do not understand and grasp the way of God and the way that God has designed the things to be. So they want to escape their mind, so they may, you know, take many substances, or they might, the classic thing on the weekend, you know, go out and have a few drinks. But that is not our way. Our way is to go to God. Our way is to really trust him and know that our reality is God's reality, that we don't need to be standing up and living no more in a fearful state of mind. We do not need to fear tomorrow. We can have faith for tomorrow. We can have God's reality every day, but it's our decision whether we are going to live in God's reality or live in the world's reality, the things that are going on are very sad, can be quite fearful to others if they haven't got God by their side. But this is where we can rise up and we can speak, and we can then declare and say to the people and fill their minds with faith-filled words. You know, that this may be going on, but we have a God who is bigger. We can really start saying what God is saying over many of these different things, and he can change things in an instant. But do you believe that? Are you believing what the world is saying, or are you believing that God is much bigger than anything of this world? And he surely is. And when we know that he has us in the palm of his hand, that he really wants us to having the best life. He wants us to live above high, you know. He wants us to live in a perfect mindset, that we do not need to be conformed to this world in any way, that we can really be transformed. It's a daily practice to transform. And we have Christ within, but it takes different habit patterns to then build the Christ within and manifest it. And we are being taught this. We've been taught this for quite a few years now, of how to really manifest and grasp hold of what God has for us individually. And now it's time to really get focused, really wake up, and really not let any distraction or anything move us away from the words that God is speaking to us, the heavenly words that has been spoken to us. You know, really getting that full focus in each day, that we do not toy around and mess around with anything of this world. You know, tomorrow, yesterday was gone, and tomorrow is another day, but today is the day that we can focus with God, because every day does matter. What you do today really does matter. Don't think, you know, the set, I'll put that off till tomorrow. No, do it now. Do it today. Get focused. And be, keep your heart fully with God, because he wants you to be able to experience the things that he has for you. But if you are letting the things of the world distract you off, or, you know, or being not saying what God says, you know, and letting your carnal mind be dominant over the spiritual mind, then that's going to set you back another day. But God wants you each day to be growing, to be learning, to be with him and to show people. Some people may not understand your walk, but that's not up to you to get them to understand. You can't be God to people. You can show God through you, but you can't go in and be God to them, because if that's not of God, then it really can have more damage than it could do good. So really, really be careful of what you're doing also. Really remember that, to let God guide you and lead you and direct you. Don't try and do things in your own strength, because then things could really, you know, you might do more damage than not. And for me, I've experienced this, but I know God is so great, and God knows our hearts. God knows each and every one of our hearts, and he wants us to really let our hearts be known. You know, but it's about being really directed by God each day, letting him lead and direct you, and not let your carnal mind or your carnal thoughts direct you. It's about letting the spiritual mind be dominant over you and your life. 2 seconds, let me just have a drink, sorry. It's about your spiritual mind really being the one that you're waking up in the morning, and you are being so certain, and you are being so focused within yourself. You know, you are not letting anything of this world take anything from you. Take the walk that God has for you, the life that God has for you, from you, because it's only you that is going to let yourself be distracted. It's only you that's not going to move towards what God has for you. It's your decision. There might be many things or many people, many things going on, or many people that might not see the way that you see, but you still keep moving forward. You still keep being bold. You still keep moving. You still push in. Push in with God, and he will vindicate you. He will make you that head and not the tail. He will keep you in perfect peace during this time. So God really wants each and every one of us to really just keep going to him, keep really being focused, and really pushing at every point. knowing that he really does love us and he wants us to experience the best, you know. He's such a loving father and he wants you, he wants your family, he wants your children, he wants everyone around you to experience his love. And there's going to be the one person to really rise up and be that person in the family, and then people will see. And then they will come, and then God will have what he really wants. Because he wants every man to be saved. He wants every man to understand his way of thinking. But it takes that one person to make the stand. And will you be that person for your family and for your people around you to really show them God through you? So that's what I want to share. God bless you.
And so now I'd like to introduce our minister to share next, please, Mr. Lawrence Stewart.
Really great encouragement, people on fire for God. So you don't have to travel to be on fire for God. As you stay with God daily, keep moving with him, keep him the first love of your life, not distracted with the menial things of life and other things that could really take us away in our hearts and our minds. And God really wants all of us to be very blessed, very successful, very happy, very peaceful, very prosperous, in a position to be a blessing. Because God has blessed us with all spiritual blessings. He's spoken all his blessings into our lives. So what God has already said is already a spiritual reality for us. And to bring it into the physical, we need to bring our minds in line with God and say what God says. And Danny mentioned it earlier on, you know, all the promises of God are yes and amen in Christ. God is not saying no to any of us. And he's put the dreams and the visions and the desires in your heart. Maybe you think they're just too big for you to accomplish. Well, they are if you try and do it yourself. But when we go to God and walk with God and let him lead us what he wants us to do, there's two things. We can either decide what we're going to do, or we're going to let God lead us in what to do. And when we let God lead us in what to do, then it's going to be successful. Then that's the happy and smooth life. That's where the Happyville is, because we're doing everything from our heart unto the Heavenly Father. And he's working in us. So we don't want to manufacture and do things from our flesh. It may seem good. It may look right. But the key is to cover everything in prayer with God. When a desire comes to your heart, you go to Father and you ask him for the direction and if it's from him. And then he'll give you the next step. And as we step with God, then it becomes clear we're moving in the right direction or not. As many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. God has equipped us. He's given us his Spirit. So we got full access and we got full direction to God. So we don't have to lean onto our own understanding anymore. We can lean onto our own understanding. We can lean onto the knowledge of the scripture. Or we can access God, who we're always in front of at all times, for his perfect direction in our daily living. So God wants us to really trust him. He wants us to come up the next level. See, we're born again of the Spirit of God. And as Jesus is, so are we in this world. But there's levels in our walk, and God wants to upgrade everyone. Now's the time for this. This is the time and the window to move up in the level of your walk, in the level of your thinking. If you change your thinking, you will change your life. And if we change our thinking to the heavenly way, the heavenly thoughts, and be bold in declaring what God's working in our heart, you'll find all those fears that stopped you from moving in the areas that you really desired in your life. If you think back to when you first began, when you got born again, all the things that you dreamt of doing, all the things that you really wanted to accomplish with God, have you accomplished them? Because if you haven't accomplished them, there is still available to accomplish them. If God has put something in your heart, if God has put a dream and a vision and a goal, nothing can stop you when you go to God and allow him to lead you. And the fear of man drops off when we put God first. We're not worried about other people's opinions about what we're doing or what we're not doing. Once we know it's from God, we can move forward and fully execute what needs to be said. And so this trip to the USA was an example of that. I desired to travel all my life as a born-again believer, and I've done that. And this time was the first time, as you know, that God just put it in my heart and got me to move forward with it. Now, it took some faith to do that. You know, I didn't know if I was doing it in my own strength or if I was doing it by the inspiration of God, but I had to begin. I had to make the first initial steps for the next step to become very clear for me. And I believe, and from my perspective and from what I seen and heard, this trip was very of God, very successful. And it was a point for me to be able to minister the power of God or the words from God to each individual as they decide and at their level of believing to receive something from God. Because God wants us to expect something from every day. And God can put things in our heart, and he can also speak his breath and his words into our life through someone that is walking by God. So God wants us to move. He wants us to not hold back anymore, but to do those things that he executes and puts in our hearts to do. So God wants you to be happy. He wants you to come out of your comfort zone. You know, we can get into comfort zones of following other people or getting in a fellowship and just staying there and thinking that we're okay. You know, God will bless you because you're his child, but he's not only designed you to have a direct access with him, but he's designed you with that spirit of God in you to be very fruitful. God wants you to have much fruit, that your joy is there, that your happiness is there, that whatever you ask God, he will do for you. When we're doing what God says, he's going to do for us. And the work, God is the one that does the work. Now, we all want to work for God, but the truth is God is working for you. And he's showing you what he wants you to do. And we also have our own ideas, and we got to decipher and discern, is this me or is this God? And we always want to go the way of God, because when we do that, then everything flows. The heavenly flow is not only flowing to us, but is continuing as we walk, as we are sowing. As we are sowing, we are reaping, and what we're sowing, we're reaping. So we want to sow the heavenly words. We want to think the heavenly thoughts. The thoughts are seed also, which will spring up and produce the words you speak. As a man thinks in his heart, so is he. What you dwell on, what you focus your attention on. If you are emotionally led, then you're going to be driven by your emotions. You're going to be driven by the circumstances and the things that are going on in this world. If you are fearful of other people's responses to you, you are going to be dictated by other people. But where the spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty. God wants you to walk in his freedom, and he wants to give you the best things. So we don't need to follow anyone but God. And where God connects you is where he is going to feed you, where you're going to be in the best place to grow. So, you know, God has placed the members in the body where it's pleased him. Why? Because he knows where he's connected you is where you're going to grow. If you receive the words gladly, if you take them on board, if you go to God and say, Father, I've received these words, now show me how to execute them. Show me how to move with you. And really, it's a simple practice of these things. What you're being encouraged on, you just need to practice. And the more you practice, the more perfected that practice will become. And you're just walking that rhythm of God. God wants you to walk in his rhythm. The harmony of God, the fluidness of God. He's not stagnant. He's not still. He's moving all around. And he's working within you both to will and to do of his good pleasure. So on this trip, I was very blessed. Everywhere I went was very successful. I got to speak to many different people with many different mindsets, with many different things going on in their life. And my job was to speak the things that God wanted me to speak to them, so that they can have another perspective and that they could grow in their walk with God. I don't want to give my knowledge, and I don't want to give somebody else's knowledge that I blunt, but I want to give the things that God is generating within my spirit to speak from my mouth. And I started to realize just how bold I have become in my speech, that I'm not holding back. I'm not worried about what other people think, but I use the wisdom of God because he's generating that in us as we do. So all the nine manifestations of the Holy Spirit are working as one. So, you know, we speak in tongues. Remember, we talked about the first thing to do is to speak in tongues much. Build up that spirit of God in you. It's perfect prayer. perfect worship. And as you're doing that, God inspires you with his heavenly thoughts, his heavenly words, his heavenly direction. And the more you do that, the more powerful and the more your heart is open and your mind is open to the voice of God. And then you start to recognize God when he's showing you something. God could be showing you things and you think it's you. But as you continue to move with those thoughts that you get, and then you start to recognize, yeah, this is God's way. This is what God's showing. And God always confirms to you the things that he wants you to do. He doesn't leave you in limbo. He's not an uncertain God, but he's a God of certainty. And because he's got a plan, he's got a purpose for each of you and for each one of us. And we are all leaders. You can lead if you want to lead. If you just want to be someone sat in the fellowship and just listening, you can be that. It's up to you. You decide how far do you want to go with God. What do you really want to do? It comes back down to that. What do you want to do? What has God put in your heart? Have you sat down and said, God, what do you really want me to do? What direction do you really want me to take? Am I just doing my own thing with my own philosophy, with my own ideas, and with my own knowledge of the scripture? Am I actually executing what you want me to do? When we start doing what God wants us to do, then you'll start to see there is a flow. You also start to see there's other people that may not like what you're doing because you become so free and they can't understand it. Or they may want to do what you're doing, but they haven't got the unction and gumption to go and do that. But you can move. God, let God birth things in your heart. But you know what? We'll always be connected to someone that will give us encouragement. There'll always be someone there that's better than us that can help us in our walk and our journey. So we have to have the humility of heart. We have to be ready to learn and listen and do. And sometimes we might hear things that maybe not we don't like. Oh, I don't kind of like that. But when we go to God and say, Father, well, I'm not really sure about this, but you show me. If this is from you, show me. And God will clarify things. So on this trip, I was just very blessed with the individuals that I spoke to. And I see that my job was to speak those things that were lacking in other people's life. No, Paul said to Titus, no, I set you here in Crete that you may set in order the things that are wanting. So there's many things that were wanting that I observe because now I got people that connect to me. So it's my field and wherever that may be and wherever you may live and whatever country you're from, it doesn't matter because we're the body of Christ. So countries you can take out of it. We are the one body of Christ. It's not that we're English, so it's the English. It's not that it's the French, so they're the French. Or we're American, so we keep everything in America. That is carnal, and it's not from God. Like, so God will connect people where other people can be benefited and grow. So where I'm connected is where I'm growing. Now, where I'm connected, my minister doesn't live in the UK. But I'm receiving heavenly words. My minister lives in India, right? And I'm receiving those heavenly words and I'm putting them into practice. He's not here saying, did you do this? Did you do that? Did you, you know, he doesn't have to. And the reason why he doesn't have to, because he can see the fruit of my life. He can tell by the words that I'm speaking, whether they're carnal or whether they're spiritual. And it's the same whenever you talk to someone, you can tell if someone's walking by the Spirit of God. You can tell if someone's on fire for God. You can look into someone's life and see what the fruit is in their life. And what's being produced. You can tell if someone's got a poverty mindset. You can tell if someone has got a generous and prosperous mindset. You can tell if someone's being generous or they're after something just for their own personal gain. You don't have to spin your wheels when you're walking by the Spirit of God. And you can speak directly and you can minister directly to the needs of the people. And the ones that really want to move for God will receive your words gladly. You know, because they haven't got their own agenda. They want God's agenda. They want God's direction. They want God's vision in their hearts. So this is what we're after. So I've seen this on this journey. I see many different mindsets and hearts. I see people in different places. I see the grace of God going to work in all of those situations. But what I did see was faith was generated because this trip that we took or that I took and other people took, you know, people took time, took money. To travel or to put, they put me up and they paid for food and stuff like that. And I also paid for food. I wasn't there on the take. I was there on the give. You know, so I paid my way also. I paid my way to get there and I blessed people with meals as well as they allowed me to do it. And they also done the same for me. So there was a mutual love and respect from both sides. And that's where God will bless. That's where God will bless. So again, the speaking in tongues, it starts with that. You know, you get in tune with the Father on that spiritual level. And then you bring your mind into alignment and harmony with the heavenly words and direction that's being spoken. So if your mind is over here, you just bring it to the words and what is God saying right now for me to do. And the biggest thing is not just the words, my loves. It is actually doing what you're being encouraged. That's the only way you're going to see great fruit. Otherwise, the fellowships stay the same. They look the same. They feel the same. And there's not much growth generated because God's after people. He wants all men to be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. And he wants you to be blessed. He wants you to be comfortable, but he doesn't want you in a comfort zone where you're not producing fruit. I spoke to many people where I could see God was giving me words to fine tune certain things that if they'd done them, they could be accelerated and come up to that level God wants them to be. And sometimes these words can be challenging to an individual if you've got to rise up to do something, right? But if we'd never had a challenge, we'd never grow. We'll never learn. We'll never see the wisdom and the beauty of God if we don't step out in faith. Now, the just shall live by faith, not by what they're seeing and what other people are saying. Because many people say, I've done this and I've done that. And they look a wonderful believer, might have loads of money and want to give to you. And kind of it can distract you off what God wants you to do. So if you want prosperity, you don't look to people. You got to look to God. And your prosperity begins when you honor God with your substance. God wants you to honor him with the substance and the first fruits of all your increase. When you do that, then you get the heavenly blessing. You get the heavenly provision. And it's not just in finances, but it's in many other areas. And as you practice that, you get into a cycle of giving and receiving, sowing and reaping, you know, seed time and harvest. So you want to get into that rhythm. And it's not percentages. It's not 10%. That was law. We're not under the law now. Now we go to God. God is leading everything. You go to God. What do you want me to give? And then when you do that from your heart, you can do it cheerfully because you know God's put it in your heart to give this. And where do you give? Now, I know some people like to bless here and to bless there. But that's not going to really generate what God wants you to have. He wants you to give, number one, where you are being encouraged, where you are being nourished, spiritually nourished and fed, where someone has taken the oversight thereof and they're feeding the flock of God. They're giving the heavenly words. They're not holding anything back from you, but they're just pouring it out as God is energizing it, being really honest, straight, direct, what you should do. They're not you know, fluffing you up and, oh, you're wonderful and all this, but like showing you what you need to do for your blessing, your benefit and your personal walk with the Father. So when we give where we're being fed, number one, now that doesn't mean say you can't give outside after that, but you should always give your first fruits to where you're being fed. And it's got to go to someone, right? God is not taking the cash off you, right? He's not taking the money off you, is he? Right, but he's going for the ministers, the ones that are doing the will and God's good pleasure and that are living their lives before God. They're not just bumping their gums to get money off you, but they're living the life and they're doing it. And there is fruit in their life. So look for the fruit. Someone can say they've done so many things and want to give you money. You think, oh, what a wonderful person. But have you looked at the fruit in their life? What are they producing? What's going on in their life? So God shows you and gives you wisdom. You can see who's genuine or who's kind of carnal and spiritual backwards and forth. But when we're walking by the Spirit, there is a constant flow. There's a definite direction. There's a definite vision. There's a definite goal. Just like you see in India with Sangha, there's a definite vision. There's a definite goal and there's definite growth, and there's reoccurring growth, and it's accelerating. It is like the book of Acts. Someone was sharing me about this word, if you follow it through the book of Acts. And I listened to what they said, and it was really great. But I said, you know that by knowledge, but you need to see it. It's okay knowing something, and it's wonderful, but are you living it? Are you seeing it? Have you put it to action? Have you actually put it to the test, like they did in the book of Acts? When they moved with God, there was nothing written down for them to see in the book of Acts. they didn't have the church epistles written to them. They may not even have the gospels at that time. The letters were in being written as they moved and as they grew, and then they were compiled together. So what was they doing then? Who was leading them? It was the apostles. The believers continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine. They persevered in the words. So they persevered in speaking in tongues. They persevered in breaking of bread and fellowship together. They persevered of sharing their goods. They persevered of going from house to house and eating their meat with gladness of heart and singleness unto God. And God, through that recipe, if you want to call it, was able to add to the church, what, every other week, every other month, once a year? It says daily. So there is a way to walk. And we've seen many examples. We've had many things in front of us. And it's produced us to a certain level, but it's kept us, it gets to a point where it just goes stagnant. And then you see the same thing. So visiting many fellowships, you can see the same thing. Oh, these guys are great, but they've only come to this level and there's no more movement. Well, God wants us all to move in the heavenly flow. And he doesn't want us to stay where we are, where it's the same week after week, year after year, month after month. But there should be an explosion of growth. And the growth actually starts in you. And so, like Kim was saying about praying for laborers. So our job, right, this is what we do. Our job is to pray for the laborers. Our job is not to worry or to moan or complain because we're not seeing any laborers. Our job is to simply pray for the laborers. God's job is to send those laborers. My job is to sow and to water. God's job to give the increase. My job is to honor God and do that from my heart unto God, not unto a man or woman or a ministry, but unto God. And it's God's job to multiply my seed sown, to increase the fruits of my righteousness, to cause all grace to abound towards me, and to cause me to abound to every good work. That's God's job. So there's my part, and there's God's part. We don't want to start trying to do God's part, because then you come into difficulty and to discouragement, and you wonder why nothing's actually happening for you. So if you really want to move forward, God wants you to listen, and he wants you to pay close attention. And if you hearken unto the voice of the Lord your God, then these blessings will chase you down. You will be blessed when you come in, and you will be blessed when you go out. And we're not on here to speak our egos. We're on here to speak the truth from God and to give proper direction. And this is what God wants right now. Right as I'm speaking, this is the direction of God, to put away your own works, your own ideas, your own philosophies, your own workings out, keeping yourself to yourself, but to come into the body of Christ, to bring your part into that body of Christ, to edify the people around you, and then to encourage the new people as they come. As God brings someone in front of you, you speak the word. And you'll be so bold because you're so focused, you're not going to be worried about what they think you're saying, whether you're mad or not. You're going to be telling about God. You're going to tell them about Jesus Christ. You're going to tell them about deliverance and eternal life. You're going to be telling them about the things of God and how it's important that they receive Jesus Christ as their Lord, that they confess him with their mouth, and that they believe in their heart God raised them from the dead, that there's two afterlives. There's one death and there's one eternal life. Eternal death or eternal life. So these things are important. You know, God doesn't want us to play church. He doesn't want us to play fellowship. He doesn't want us to play, look at what I got and look what I haven't got. Because if we're all doing what God wants us to do, we'll all have the things we need. And we won't be covetousness. We won't be looking at what other people have got. But there might be something that someone's got that blesses you, and you might want to have the same thing, you know? And there's nothing wrong with that, but we don't set our heart upon those things. Our heart is set upon God. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And the things that I'm sharing, I'm also not only doing myself, but I'm getting the rewards of that labor, the rewards of being obedient. So I'm enjoying the fruits of my labor, and you can have the same thing. Whether you run a fellowship or not, you can have the same thing, because God wants you to have that. So there's no one better than anyone else. Don't care what qualifications you've got or you think you have. It doesn't mean nothing to God. Do you believe God? Are you receiving these words gladly? Are you willing to put aside your way to follow the way, the Lord Jesus Christ? He done exactly what God put in his heart. Okay, he was obedient to his heavenly Father. And now you've got Christ in you, the hope of glory. And you can say, my business is to do my Father's business. My will is to seek what God wants me to do and to speak the things that he wants me to speak and to do the things that I see him doing, that the things that he puts in your mind. So, again, speaking in tongues, praying for laborers, honoring God, and speaking by the Spirit of God, letting God give you those words. Let him generate the words. You know, like there's a lot of people now using I think Madeline might know, and they're using AI. And it's just, and it's generating great things. AI is probably more clever than what we are, but we have got the talent. And actually, it's just a collection of information, and then the computer's able to put it into a real nice way. But the point is that God, he can generate in us the perfect thing, the perfect words, the perfect direction. But if we're stuck in traditions based upon what we learned before and there's no change, then we're just like any other religion. And we're sons of God. And we should rule and reign in this life by one Jesus Christ. We should be shining as lights. We should be moving forward, taking advance. So are you going to listen to other people, even other believers? Might sound great. Or are you going to listen to the Father? And are you going to do what he puts in your heart? When you decide to do that, then you're going to be so blessed. You are going to be free indeed, because you'll know the truth, because you're living the truth, you're doing the truth, you're speaking the truth, and you're receiving the fruits of the truth. And God wants your joy to be now as well as when we're gathered together. He wants you to enjoy this life now. It doesn't matter what's going on in the world. It doesn't matter the economy. It doesn't matter the threats or the dangers, because God is with us. And we don't count our lives as anything. God can raise us from the dead. So why would we worry? Why would we have fear of man, even if someone threatens us? Why would we worry? We may initially get fear, but then we give that to God, for he has not given us a spirit of fear, because we know he can raise us from the dead. So God hasn't, he's not given us any fear, that just boldness to move forward. And I'm deadly serious to move forward. My focus on that trip was not to do my own will. And I could have hung out, I could have stayed back and maybe left the guys a couple of days. But I wanted to be with those guys every day. They blessed me tremendously. Ethel, Peter, Bambi. If I missed your name out, please don't take offense. There was lots of people. Nancy, Scott, Sakina, her husband, Alan. Sakina rung me with great joy. Great things are happening for her. And even her mom got on fire with the words that were spoken. And then there's people turn up at a house that never turned up at our house. There was believers visiting me from South Carolina and North Carolina that came to Myrtle Beach where Sakina lived. It was wonderful. And Sakina said, oh, I recognize that it's God that draws the people. And he draws the people to those that are walking by the Spirit. The Spirit of God is a magnet to people that are hungry in certain darkness. It's powerful. This life is powerful that we're living. We've got to wake up and start smelling God's roses. We smell the world's roses. There's many delights in the world, but it doesn't compare to the joy and the peace and the love and the strength and the blessings and the generosity and the prosperity of God that he wants for all of us in every single area of our lives. So do you want to continue to play how you've been playing, or do you want to play the real game with God and move with the Heavenly Father? Let him lead you by the Spirit. And I determined with God that I was going to be bold, to speak boldly as I ought to speak, like Paul prayed. You know, pray for me that I may speak boldly as I ought to speak. Why? Because it's urgent. It's urgent. And God doesn't want us to just be, you know, lackadaisical in our attitude. Oh, it's God here, do this. But what are you doing? How have you positioned yourself? Are you willing to move? Are you willing to leave your home and travel? Are you willing to leave your family and travel and go minister to God's people, staying in other people's houses and not on your own comfort zones, but being under somebody else's jurisdiction? Because when you stay with someone, you're under their authority. You're under their home. You have to do what they want you to do to a certain degree. Are you willing to do that? Are you willing to leave your loved ones and miss them, your grandchildren, your puppies, your wife, and your fellowship? You know? So, but you know what? I could comfortably go away, because I know the guys that are connected with me will stay hard. And they're not doing things in their own strength or effort. So whatever God is working in your heart, or whatever's in your heart, what I would say to you, before you execute anything, really go into prayer with God first. Then you'll find that what you do will be successful. And so I'm just being straightforward with a heart full of love, because I know that these things are true, what I'm saying to you. And I've proven them in my life. I've been encouraged this way also, but I had to receive those words gladly. I had to put away my own ideas. I know loads of scriptures. I can do studies and different things. But you know what? It wasn't cutting the ice, because God wanted to lead me. I was leaving God out of it by coming in with my own knowledge. Now, there's nothing wrong with reading and going to the scriptures. I do. But God says, let me lead you. I'll show you what to do. I'll show you what to read. I'll show you what I want to highlight to you. So this is the level that you can come up to, and I'm rising up to it. You rise up to it. Do what God puts in your heart, and don't let other people distract you. Don't let people's promise of blessing you and all this stuff distract you, because there's people out there that will do that, and they're walking carnally. They may think they're walking spiritually, but what fruit is it producing, and what fruit do they have in their life? So let's have it as it is. Let's say it as it really is, because God, would Jesus Christ, would he hold back and say anything? He pointed things out to the disciples, what to watch for, how to walk, how to live, how to pray, how to speak. And we're just replicating what Jesus done. And God is working that within our hearts. And this is the truth that will keep you free. And so the trip was absolutely, in my opinion, and from the feedback I got, was very successful. It may have challenged some people in different areas or caused them to want more and to rise up. I know everyone was excited when I left them. We had a great last night. Everyone shared their hearts around the table outside and what it done for them. And so now we need to keep that excitement. See, God generated the excitement. Now we need to keep moving forward in that excitement. And, you know, and I know there's people on here that God's connected you, and he wants you to use fully that connection for your benefit. Number one, your connection to the Father. Number two, where he's connected you to be fed. The words that are going to cause you to grow and to become focused and to become successful for God, prosperous for God, so you're in a position to bless. You're in a position to give. I never used to be in a position to give. I never used to be in a position to buy a meal. I never used to be in a position to pay for my own flights. But when we are moving with God, and he will absolutely provide all those things for us. And so God wants to do this for you. It's not just Lara. It's not just Sangha, or it's not just somebody else traveling. All of you can do these things if you desire them. And what are you willing to give up to go up? What's in your life that's holding you back? Ask yourself these questions. And it's good to be challenged, so then you can rise up. You can be honest with yourself and think, yeah, maybe I have got stuff in here that's kind of holding me back. Maybe I didn't really see the wood for the trees because I was so distracted with what other people were saying to me, rather than listen to what the voice, that still small voice of God, was saying to my heart. So let's do what God puts in our heart. Let's be obedient to God. Let's follow the encouragement. Let's receive the words gladly. Let's practice properly the speaking in tongues, the staying connected, the speaking by the Spirit, the honoring God. When you start doing it purely, and with a focus, you watch God bless you. And once you start seeing it, mate, you never stop doing it. Because I won't stop doing what I'm doing. Because I know I've never been in this position before. And I'm so blessed to be in this position, to be free from me, free from other people, free from religions, free from being told what to do, but humble to receive the truth and to discern it and to move in that and to let God lead me. And I encourage you, like, have these ears, have these eyes that God has given you. Use the spiritual eyes, the spiritual ears, the spiritual mouth, and move in the flow of God and really be that light that you truly are. I'm not saying you're not, but I'm just saying we can come up more levels. There's more levels that we can start manifesting, and all the spiritual realities which are truly ours will start manifesting on a bigger level. So this is what I wanted to share with you. And thank you for the sharings before. And now I'll pass it back over to Jason. God bless you. I love you. And you are God's best. God bless you. Thank you,
Jason. That was awesome. Very good. Well done.
Thank you. Brilliant. Wow. Absolutely awesome. Absolutely awesome, Sharon. It just keeps getting better and better and better. So, I am so thankful that God's really put us where we are. So thank you very much, Lawrence, for that sharing. I'm going to look forward to listening through that again, definitely. And this is what we should do, glean all the key points that I'm going to share and just grab them and run with the ball. And, you know, and it can't be wrong because it's got to be of the Spirit of God. So that's an absolutely wonderful sharing. So now, I think we were going to go across the pond for a short period of time. I'd like to ask Peter to share whatever's in your heart, please, brother.
Hello there.
Hello there.
Hey, Peter.
Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, loud and clear.
Well, I tell you, we had a great, great week just hanging out together and breaking bread together and just being a family. It's like a foreshadowing of things to come when we get our new bodies. We won't have to take cars and things like that though. So that'll be nice. But, it was a great week. I got to hang with everyone and, you know, just listen to great encouragement from Lawrence and from everyone. And, it really is an experience, you know, when we get together. And Patty was really helpful and a lot of people were very, very helpful to me. And my heart was to give and to serve and it turned out really well. So yeah, I'm very, very blessed with that and I'm looking forward to doing it again, but I'd like it to be God led. You know, I don't want to manufacture anything of my own strength, of course. And I want something that's going to be, you know, of God. So I'm sure he's got things up his, things for us to do and places for us to go. And those that didn't get to come, this time, they can come next time, you know, who knows? God is a gracious God. He's got many different things and good things for us to do every day and benefits for us every day. And all we need to do is just tune into him and listen, you know. I've been learning whatever God puts on your heart, you know, and you know it's from God. You just walk out on it and you do it. You don't have to make up anything. You don't have to try to, manufacture anything of your own strength. That God's got it under control. And, he knows what's best. He knows what's best for everyone. And we can sit back and let him be in the driver's seat. You know, we don't have to drive. And that's a good thing. Like I said, I was very blessed with everyone. And that's pretty much what I want to share. So God bless you guys.
Wonderful. Thanks for sharing that, Peter. Yeah, that's encouraging in itself, what you got from it. And you just rounded it up in one short sharing. So that's great. Thank you very much for sharing that.
One more thing. I did come to my heart. It was like... someone said, and I don't remember who it was, but that God is very blessed when we gather together. And it blessed me to know that it blessed God that we were getting together and we were having all things in common together. That's what that really blesses God's heart, and that encouraged me greatly. And so that's always good to know. And I got healing and I got protected from something really bad that happened. And, I'm fine. And God's always got me, under his wing. You know, he's got everybody under his wing to protect him from stuff. And, so yeah, that's it.
Excellent. Wow, there are a few hidden gems there, weren't there?
I'll tell you a quick story. I mean, I was going through the house, you know, looking for, looking at the height of the bed, you know, so finding which bed would be the lowest to, for me to get into, you know, because that would be the one I would choose. And I didn't realize that the two beds in the front of the house were actually built into the garage, and there was like a 2 foot step before you got into the room. I didn't see the step, and I went off the step, and I went out of the chair, and I landed on my head. And I didn't get hurt. I should have been really hurt, you know, but I wasn't. And so God protected me, and I had to call, you know, this was before everyone got there. I had to call the paramedics to come pick me up, get me back in the chair. And then, and so after they got me back in the chair, they said, well, how are you liking St. Petersburg? And, you know, what do you think of Largo, Florida? And I'm like, well, I'm falling for you already. So that's a bit of a joke, you know, but God really protected me, and I had a great week, and I didn't even think about it until just now, you know. So no matter what happens, God's got you, you know. God's got protection. And that is actually it now. I was just very blessed with the way everyone, you know, we all worked together, and now it's all coming back to me. Me and Ethel went to the grocery store, and Patty, and I've never spent, you know, over $150 on myself, but I had a lot of benefits I'd saved up, and I was getting kind of anxious, you know, as the total kept getting higher and higher and higher, and I didn't really even need to worry about it. And I went to Ethel, and I said, Ethel asked the cashier, she's like, what running total are we at? And she's like, oh, you're at $230. And so I was, that was less than half of what I brought, you know. And so I could relax a bit, and we wound up, you know, having food all week, and everybody got blessed, and, you know, it was just great to give, and it was great to serve, and I'm looking forward to doing it again, you know, so.
Oh, and
now I'm done.
Yeah, that's amazing. I'm sure you've got a lot of things to share, but I mean, it's just great hearing. Hearing this is just, this is encouraging in itself. Yeah. Even just that little might be a little detail to you, but might be a big detail to somebody else, how you were watching what you were spending, for example. And you're not used to spending over a certain amount on yourself, but I can see that when you're led by God, hey, he's saying, don't worry, it's taken care of. And that's what I just got from that. And it's great because everybody on here can now hear that. So anybody having a bit of a doubtful mind, they can just think, oh, maybe I can put God to the test like that as well. And believe that.
It was wonderful. It really was. I felt so rich. It was amazing. And we ate like kings. Boy, we did. We ate like royalty. It was really great.
Excellent. We're all sat at the king's table, you see. And that's the amazing part about it. Well, anyway, thank you for that, Peter. So next, I would like to ask another sister in the US of A to share. Ethel, please. You're bound to have something to share.
Yeah.
I'm here. Sorry. Hello.
God bless you, Lauren.
Oh, wow.
God bless you, Lauren, my almost twin.
Yeah. Hey, I'm sorry I took so long. Patty McQuiston would know this. Patty, we have another egg. Isn't that funny? That egg, when my brother passed away, maybe almost a little over a month ago, my neighbors, they have like 30 chicken at their house. They're roaming around. I've been here a month in this, a year in this house. Well, lo and behold, it happened when Edmund passed. This chicken started coming every day. So every day now for the last 2 months, I have one egg. You should look at my refrigerator. It's just full tray of brown eggs, which is fresh eggs. Then, what a blessing. What a testimony, actually. So, oh my God, you guys, my bucket is so full. Twin, thank you for coming to America. You know, he was just talking about it. It was a vision, but now it's come to a fruition. And Shelly, too, she shared something about that first night we were at the Airbnb. Lawrence is there talking and everybody was sharing. And Miss Shelly Zagone there said, you know, we have to experience the new things in our lives, what God is showing us. Who would have thought that we can travel to have fellowship? I had no idea. And you know what? God was just really very, very personal to all of us. I took my mom. Dang, she's 92 years old, okay? Ask Patty, we've had many challenges, starting from the plane, in the Airbnb. I mean, she's 92. But that woman, you know, as her body's getting old, but her mind is very ambitious. We were in the plane. She was so blessed. And she goes, oh, we're going to Florida? Where's next? Talking about real, real ambitious. Mom, let's get to Florida first, you know. And I'm so thankful Patty Cupcake was with me because, you know, now she had two caregivers, right? I gotta admit, there were times I really blew. I mean, I was like, really being challenged with Mom. However, Patty was there to catch me. I'll take over. It wasn't easy. I mean, she's 92. She's on a walker. And we went from airport to airport. And then, you know, sleeping at the Airbnb, the woman got disoriented because it's not her room, it's not her house, and I had to constantly remind her. And, you know, we've had some accidents. And one night, I know Mom used the bathroom, and I woke up in the morning, I saw wet pants on the floor. And I'm like, freaking, God was teaching me how to be more and more patient and have tolerance. And I said, you know what? God was telling me, this is actually Ethel. Yeah, I'm showing you. I know it's a challenge you brought your mom, but you'll be rewarded. I mean, I'm not even counting that. But the thing is, I'm her caregiver. Yeah, 24/7. And it is what it is. I had to pick up poop or whatever. But I spoke in tongues the whole time. I said, God, give me the patience, the tolerance. And, you know, at the end of the day, my reward coming from my mama, she goes, you know, sweetheart, I'm so thankful I have a daughter because you're taking care of me. It was very precious to me. I'm sorry, because she's 92. And the woman was blessed, and she's such a great believer. She just lost her son and all of that. And God has blessed us to come to this trip with my mom. And it was very precious to me. And also, again, God was showing me, you know, anything is possible. This year has been such an amazing year for me. Talking about fruit, I know I've told you guys, in the beginning of the year, I gave my desires to God. Hey, Dad, you know me, I like to travel. And little did I know, I was like traveling every month from India to Japan and then Florida. And like Shelly said, you know, experience that newness coming from God. Lauren says, we read the word, we know about it, but it's in the actual doing, practicing, manifesting that the word of God comes alive. You know, God has given us the power and the authority. And yes, what Lauren said about, you know, the more you do it, the more it becomes and God keeps showing you. It can become addicting, this traveling. I'm like, last week I woke up and I'm like, God, where am I? Because if anything, I'm just going from airport to airport, you know. And every time I get into a plane on that tarmac, I cry with joy. Because, Father, really? I'm really semi-retired. I have a fixed income. But you know what? I am in your economy. Who would think that I'm here, there, and everywhere, and God has just blessed me from one place to the other. And when I look at Sangit, I look at Lawrence and Kim, oh my God, they're traveling again. I want to be just like them. And it's happening to me. And I know that honoring my first fruits is really huge. In the beginning, I've ABS before, but I ministered to my finances. I said, God, increase my finances so I can increase more of my giving. And with all cheerfulness, oh my God, it's just coming by the truckload. And I can't say, oh God, stop now. He just keeps showing you and showing you, you know, and I also experience when God is telling you something to do or you have a desire you want to do. You know, I don't know, so I go to God, Father, what do I do in this situation? So you just step out. You just start to do it. Step in. And it's in the stepping in and in your path of going there where really God goes to work. Because he'll just show you, he'll reveal it to you, he'll give you the green light, whatever revelation that you need. I mean, you know, my desire was there. Yeah, Florida, I'm going to go. But to bring my mom, you know, and also Patty. I mean, every time I have gone to all my travels, bless Patty's heart, man, she watched over my mom. And then when I heard about the Florida trip, God said, yeah, invite your mom and Patty. Who would have known Patty, right? So we're all together. And it was hard. It was a challenge to bring a 92-year-old woman who's on a walker. But you know what? God is so easy to be entreated. He just paved us along the way. I mean, as much as it could have been more challenging, but it wasn't at the end or, you know, during, because God was leading us the whole time. And what I've learned through this Airbnb fellowship is, like, number one, wow, like Peter said, this is such a great opportunity. Who would have thought you'd be in a fellowship where it's in another state and you get to travel? You know, I love traveling. I love riding the plane. It gives me that, oh, wow, I am rich and famous, you know, that kind of lifestyle. But like Peter said, we are in God's kingdom. We are in God's economy. And so, you know, have high expectations. And as I've been honoring my first fruits, man, fruit upon fruit just kept coming. And I, like, my mouth is hanging open with an awe going, wow, Father, one day I'm at this airport, next day, one day, you know, it just kept going and going and going. Genesis 12:2 says, God has blessed you so you become a blessor. I really see that, the fruit. And I'm not boasting. You know, I can sit here, talk about my travels and all of that, but it's the truth. I mean, who else would bless me? Another one coming, Father. And so, it you know, like Shelly Zagoni and I was talking, it's enlarging our vision. Now that we've tasted more and more the goodness of God, you know what? It's like an addiction. Man, I want to keep traveling. I want to be just like Sangit, Beatrice, Lawrence, and Kim, you know. And now it's happening to me. And I'm like, wow, Father, it's as simple as honoring my first fruits. You know, those things, I mean, traveling is not cheap, right? And so I give it to God. Father, you're going to have to work out the small and big details of this, because traveling, you know, takes a lot of money. And I tell you, God just, like, took care of every small and big details. You just give your desire first. And then once you're in that situation, God will lead you the way. Ephesians 3:20 style, exceedingly and abundantly above all that we ask or think. I didn't know. I only had this much money to go to Florida. And then boom, God's taking care of this. God's taking care of that. Like Peter said, you know, we went grocery shopping. Yeah, we felt like millionaires spending that money. And we had it. We had the funding. And all of us came together. You know, that was the beauty of that Airbnb fellowship. We get to live with our brothers and sisters in Christ, different personalities. Ooh, I tell you, Jeffrey's not here right now, but I've had some spats with him. And then at the end of the day, you know, we both looked at each other. Why are we spatting towards each other? He goes, look at this, how God is just blessing us. I go, please forgive me if I was like this, like that. I told Jeffrey. And he said the same thing. And it was so beautiful. The theme is like, okay, you know, let's walk with the Spirit. Nothing scheduled. Everything basically was spontaneous. And we really, God was teaching us how to work together. We had different personalities, different perspectives. But at the same time, having to have all these differences, God showed us how to work with it, how to work with each other. More importantly, how to bless each other's lives. And boy, did it happen in this Florida trip. Van Patterson came with his girlfriend and her granddaughter. Oh, amazing, amazing sharing, Van. Love, love that. And then Craig Banyas was there as well. He picked us up at the airport. And then at first he's saying, oh, I don't know if I can come back. So we were texting each other. He came 3 times at the Airbnb, and I know he was super, super blessed. And, you know, things like this. Who would have thought, like, Patty could come with us and Jeffrey came. And the whole time kind of planning, I was telling Jeffrey, hey, you know, you better book your flights, blah, blah, blah. And then he told me when we were in Florida, he said, you know what, sis? I'm so glad. I know you could be a pain in the butt sometimes, but honestly, you were encouraging me. But see, God is giving me more and more the confidence. I'm building you up, just like I've told Patty. What seemed to be impossible right in front of you, give it to God and he'll work everything out. My biggest challenge was my mom. But at the same token, I'm just really blessed. She's 92. I mean, and she was just so happy, like, oh, after Florida, where are we going to go? I said, slow down, Mom. Very ambitious mind. And, yeah, everyone just, we worked together as a team. And when the Zagones came, we first came Monday night. And Jeffrey, bless his heart, he got there first from Sacramento. And he called me and said, hey, I'm at a deli. What would you guys like? Oh, my God, you know. It was like, I was thinking we were in the plane. We were going to land soon. We were all going to be hungry. So he says, let me order something. What would you like? And so there it was. You know, I didn't have to tell anything to anybody. Everybody just came together. And that was so beautiful because we were all God-led. I said, the theme of this trip is walk by the Holy Spirit. Just like Lauren said, we didn't know what's going to be what next. And we had that big bash that one day where everybody came, Nozomi and Preet and her kids and Johnny was there. And then we got to celebrate birthdays. How often does this happen? You know, 4 birthdays were there and everybody pitched in, got some, you know, cake and we got to celebrate. And the biggest deal, we had that big bash with all the barbecue. And, you know, like I said, I got to show off some of my culinary skills. And kind of that's my ministry. I like to cook, to bless people with my cooking. Hopefully they like it. But it just all came together. And the more and more I see this, just walking with the Spirit, is that you get more and more relaxed. Because, you know, you work with God. He'll work with you, okay? And God is so loving and so tender and so sweet the way he will lead you the way. I mean, he's so easy to be entreated. I said, okay, Dad, I have 7 personalities that I have to work here. Give me the patience and the tolerance. And everybody was different. And he's teaching me, too, how to be patient. I'm not perfect. Everybody had their own this, that, and the other personality traits. However, it's walking with the Spirit, just so powerful. I said, God, I give this to you. Whatever small and big details that needs to take place here, you take over. You take care of it. And sure enough, and oh my gosh, the Zagones are amazing. They came in Wednesday night, and the minute they came in, I know their eyes were rolling like this, looking around. What do we need? Oh, I'm sure Shelly was thinking, oh, we need more paper towels, blah, blah, blah. She says, honey, let's go to Walmart. Sure enough, they came back with loads and loads of grocery. And it's just working together as a family. You know that breaking of bread in one roof, that fellowshipping, that cooking for each other, it's so priceless. I mean, yeah, we meet here in the Zoom, but honestly, there's nothing like you sit down, you break bread together, and you say grace, you cook for each other, you do each other's laundry. How huge is that? 5-7 days of it. And then, of course, their minister coming from Bristol, England, it was such a treat. And thank you, Kim, for letting him loose. We sure had one-on-one. We made sure that we got every piece of Lawrence. But, you know, I was thinking, just like my trip in India, you know, I brought rupees. I never really had to take it out, you know. And same thing with this Florida trip. I mean, people just contributed and just gave their share and everything else. My trip to Japan, I know I saw my family, but my kids paid for my round trip ticket. Look, I didn't have to tell them, but God worked in their heart. You know, in my way, in the world, so I could never afford all these trips. But again, I'm in God's economy. And boy, as you practice that, as you activate your Holy Spirit and let him work with you, he will really work with you. You know, it's like, just give him your desires. Tell him what are your goals, your vision. And so Shelley really pointed out a good thing. She said, this is a new experience with God. Let us experience this goodness. Oh, taste and see the goodness of God. You know, he loads us with benefits every single day. Boy, was this a huge benefit. And again, as we experience something like this, it's very exciting because it gives you a vision. It gives you a goal. Where do you want to go with God? Okay, how far do you want to take this? Oh, yeah, I was telling Frank a while ago, hey, maybe we can have it in France next time. Or, you know, like the Zagones, they're very welcoming. They said, oh, we have this big, huge place in Colorado. She says, that can be our next destination, you know. And how is it be all going to be possible? First of all, give your desires to God. Pray. Just like what Lawrence did. He first thought, oh, maybe I'm manufacturing this, you know, going to America. But it was so much needed, Lord, because we've had one-on-ones with you. We are your laborers here in the States. And thank you for your words of encouragement and your inspiration. You know, you and Kim has been doing this for a long haul, for a long time, and still doing it. I'm so thankful and grateful for your stand, your commitment, even when things aren't going right and you're going to come with these challenges. However, you continue to go to God. You continue to look to God. He will give you the desires of your heart. It says in the word, delight yourself unto the Lord, and he will delight in you. How huge is that? And you guys, I'm seeing it more and more as I just go directly. I don't ask any questions. Keep focused. And with this trip, it gave me even more focus, more concentration. Father, I'm not going to sway away because you've never left me. You've never abandoned me. I know there's a lot of challenges, small and big details of the trip that needs to take place. I just give it all to God. And you know what? It's so freeing and liberating. Be still and know that I'm God. You don't try to interrupt God in what he wants to do for you, to bless you. Don't be God Junior. Let him do the work in your life, and you will be blessed when you come in and blessed when you come out, wherever, what part of the world. This is what I'm experiencing, the newness of this experience. Thank you, Shelley, for pointing that out. I've learned that. And Lauren says, let's walk with the Spirit. And sure enough, you know, you just stay relaxed, chill, and see how what God will do in your life. You are just going to take off like I'm taking off from one airport to the other. And I said, God, how is this all possible? It's just you, Father, working in me because that was my desire. I give it all to you and watch him go to work in your life. You just simply get synchronized with your Father and he will do the rest. Yes, you got finances, this, that, and the other. But boy, when you give your desire and you've made up your mind, you made a decision, you walk in it, he will show you step by step. And it's so amazing. My heart is just bubbling with joy. I mean, look, it's already half of the year is gone. Where have I been? All over. Who would have thought? Who would have thought I'll be from one country to the other? And you know what? I know it gets to be addicting when you're traveling. Oh, where is my next destination, God? So with this fellowship, the Airbnb fellowship, like Shelley and I was talking about it, now we can have this vision. Okay, Father, where is our next destination? We've tasted this part of it. We want more. And with God, all things are possible, man. He'll just take you places where you've never been. And this is happening to me. I'm not boasting, you guys, but this is the fruit. And I'm like, wow, Father, amazing. Where are you going to take me next? I'm just so blessed beyond measure because, you know, God has blessed you. Now, I want to be able to bless others with this. They can see the fruit that I have in my life, and hopefully people can get encouraged by it, you know, and be inspired. I mean, I see Lord, he's all over the place. I'm inspired. No wonder he's my twin, you know. And I have my mom, and man, to fly her from Oregon to Florida, that was huge. And like I said, there were challenges, but man, I know I could cry about it because it's very personal to me and I'm taking care of her. I'm her caregiver, but to take her on a trip, that's the impossible to possible. And I just pray to God, give me the patience, Father, give me the tolerance to keep going. The woman was blessed. Okay. And so, wow, what fruit. And I'm looking forward to more and more travels. This is just the beginning, you guys. It is just so amazing what God can do. We just continue to look to him, focus, give him our desires, our visions, and our goal. Like I said, I mean, Lawrence had this vision in December. It's come to a fruition. Imagine that. Okay, you just speak to your dad. This is my desire. This is what I want, Father. Sure, I'll work with you. Just give it to me. Give it to me. No doubt, no hesitation. Have every confidence, every boldness that you can go to God. And what Lauren speaks about, the boldness, I didn't used to speak like this. Look at my mouth. It just keeps going. I mean, I just like, okay, Father, this is what I'm desiring, blah, 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 blah. But also, when you give your desire, that's God's desire for you. God is so easy to be entreated. He's a loving, warm, tender, and sweet God. He's going to want to bless your socks off, you know, Ephesians 3:20 style. So we just keep going, keep focusing, continue to look to him. We'll never go wrong. And more importantly, speak in tongues much. Stay connected, even if you have to meet in Florida. Honor your first fruits. It is huge. I mean, as you honor, as you give of your first fruits, it just comes back to you. Whether in 2 minutes, 2 hours from now, overnight, whatever, you just know and have high expectations. Because I've seen it over and over again. God never misses. But your heart has to be right with him. You know, just give your desires. Keep delighting in God because he delights in you. That's my sharing. Love you guys.
Hot, sister, hot.
That's wonderful, Ethel. That's great to hear what God's doing in your life. And he's used the awesome you've got, and it's just great. So, thank you very much for sharing all of that. And it sounds like you've had an amazing time. So next, I'm going to come slightly back over the water to Norway and ask Desiree if what's in your heart, please, sister.
Hello. I don't really have anything to share tonight, but I'm feeling very blessed to just be listening to you and taking it all in.
Okay.
Bless you, Desiree.
Nice to hear your voice, though.
Thank you.
God bless you. Okay, we're going to go back over the pond again to the US of I. And I'd like to ask Patty to share, please. Can't hear you. You have to unmute.
Patty, unmute.
Now we got it. Oh, there we go.
Hi.
Yeah, it's a matter of I ran out of juice, so now I'm running with my wires in here. So I'm connected. You got to be connected. Ethel said be connected. That's super important. God gets really blessed when we are connected with each other. And another thing that came up was Peter said something about all things in common. That's something that actually does. It's a matter of us working together in common that blessed me a lot. Well, we obviously are super blessed anyway. We fellowship, Ethel and her mom and I have fellowshiped together for the last 30 years, actually. And so I was very blessed to be with Ethel and her mother. Her mom told me, this is what her mother told me. She says, well, I'm going to go to New York now. Or not to New York. She said the UK, actually. Because she's already been to New York. She doesn't need to go there. But she says, oh, I want to go to the UK. And I don't think she's told Ethel that one yet. So it could have been inspired by Laura coming over from the UK. She said, I want to go there next. But we want to believe for her body to function. One of the things she's got going on in her body, sometimes we don't tell people the private things that are going on with our physical body because we get embarrassed by it or something like that. So that's part of my prayer for her mom, is that those things that cause her travel to be a little uncomfortable don't bother her anymore. So that's my prayer with Ethel, is that her mom can travel. My grandmother at the age of 90 went to Scotland with my mom. So they traveled, and travel is okay as long as you feel all right and things are working out and your body's functioning. So that's one thing we pray for, is our bodies to function properly. I was happy to be fellowshipping together with Peter. One thing about Peter that probably he doesn't tell you is that he literally flew up into the air and landed on his head. And literally, I could see angels holding Peter from actually hitting the pavement too hard, because his head, even though he hit it, you couldn't see bruises. There were not, he really didn't get his head bruised badly at all. He didn't hardly have a bruise at all. So I said, oh yeah, nobody's going to believe you did that unless he had a witness there. He had a witness for his flying in the chair flying. We had an opportunity to see each other face to face that you never really know a person, was it? This is an old saying. You never really know a person until you get to live with them. I think it's true. And we got to know each other a lot better. We got to see each other's strength rise up in the needs that we're coming together. That's part of the coming together, is seeing the needs of each other and how we can fill that need, how we can do something to make that life a little better. And we use that Holy Spirit we have walking in. Use the Holy Spirit God has given us so that we can manifest that love of God, so we can manifest Holy Spirit every day of our life, because that's why we have it. And one other thing, just the excitement of being together. And Peter said that. That was actually one of Sangha's daughters that said that. God gets really excited about us being together. And God is excited when we work together. And God is excited when we manifest Holy Spirit. And God is excited when we speak His truth and love. Because that's all, it's all about that. You know, we all have a limited time frame on this earth. Nobody knows what our time frame is. And age is irrelevant, actually. How you live your life and how you manifest God in your life is actually the most important thing. How you live your life and how you manifest love and God's love, not my own mental love, which is, you know, I like to think I'm kind of loving, but sometimes I just don't love as much as I need to. But God's bigger than my lack of love, and He covers for me all the time. So bless all of you, and I adore all of you, and thank you for letting me share. Well, I still have some juice in my phone.
Oh, thanks, Patty, for sharing that. That's wonderful. I think we're all in the same position in that respect with the love. We could do with a little bit more sharing it sometimes, especially when we're out there in the world and chipping away at us, trying to chip away at us. Yeah, I get you there. But that's great. Thanks for sharing your heart there tonight. Again, that's encouraging to everybody. And, you know, we can all glean from each other as well, even on here, what God has taken us through experientially in our lives. And, you know, each individual person gets from something what they get from it, then they share it, and it's like, oh yeah. Everybody else is like, oh yeah.
That's oh, yeah.
So yeah, this is awesome. What a fellowship. So thank you very much for sharing that, sister. Next, Van, what is on your heart, brother, tonight?
I got to learn how to work the computer. Okay. There we go. Yeah, technology is my biggest nemesis, I guess is the word. But I'm actually saying what I desire and not what I see. Even with that, I'll catch myself, and then all of a sudden things will start working. It's amazing when you use the power of confession. And obviously believing behind God's word. Well, just great things are happening. I can't emphasize enough. Tithing and an abundant sharing. Years ago in the ministry, you know, the one I guess a lot of us were in, or most of us maybe, and I was talking to somebody today about it. I thought they were going to come on, but I don't see them on, I don't think. But anyway, there was a teaching where it was, if you put your, I think this is how it was said, if you don't give, it's like putting your foot on the hose. And in other words, you don't get anything. And I'm like, you know, it just never really set right with me, because our Father's not that way. I mean, he's loving, tender, kind. He says he wants a cheerful giver. In the Old Testament, it talks about it. In the New Testament, it mentions it, you know, in the epistles, it mentions it, I don't know, maybe 10 or 12 times, maybe. But it's not like it's a big emphasis where God's saying, hey, you know, give or you're not going to get anything from me. He's not that kind of father. He's loving, tender, gentle, kind, merciful. He knows what we're made of. He knows what situation we're in. He knows the things we're going through. It says he knows it before we even speak it. And, you know, I thought for a long time that prayer, maybe just for me, is God's way of having me just release things, you know, to him, you know, and, you know, it's just amazing, because you'll hear things like in songs, Hang on one second. Sorry. Hey, Pat, let me call you right back. Okay. All right. Bye. See, now that's a minister up in North Carolina, and he just happens to own a lot that I'm trying to sell over in Citrus County. And, me and him are working together, and, things are working out, even though the county's giving us a hard time, but you just gotta keep pushing forward, keep saying what you desire. But anyway, the way it was taught was you won't get anything if you don't give, you know, and it got to where the little green cards, how many people you get to fellowship. And that's why I love this fellowship. It's free flowing. There was no real organization. I only showed up one time with Branda and her granddaughter. She was super blessed to be there. And so that worked out really well. And but our Father, He knows everything that's going on in all of our hearts. So it's not like we can hide from Him. So me, I got things going on. And so He knows I'm able to tell Him about it. I'm able to share with Him. And I was telling, on my one-on-one, I was saying that I don't think I've ever walked with this much joy and this much. Now there's things that pop up, like, life gets lifey. But I don't think I ever walked this way. In reference to giving and back in the fellowship from ministry days, it was more on automatic pilot. And did I get blessed? Absolutely. But not like now, because everything flows from your heart. When I was on automatic pilot, God was blessing me big time, to say the least. But now I just see it a lot more. I see the things that are happening around me. I see the things that are changing within me, that are working in my life to grow. I'm ceasing from my works. That's a big thing. That's for me anyway. I don't know about the rest of you. For me, that was the hardest thing. And I'm right there. I've got it. But sometimes I slip back and I try to take it back. You say a prayer, you thank you, Father, for taking care of this. And then I want to take the driving wheel and start steering it and controlling it. And what a waste of time that is. So that's one of the things that in the one-on-ones, cease from your own work directly, from God for me, and ceasing from my own works. In other words, I'm not given. Now, by the way, I just write stuff down, and some of the stuff I write down is like right out of Psalms. I mean, it's like, hey, F this. What the hell is going on? Where are you at? You said prove you now. Okay, let's go. Let's get it on. Prove you now. Come on. Show me. And I know my Father doesn't mind that, because you can read the Psalms and you can see, David saying, don't take the Spirit from me, and all the other places. We are so blessed to be living in the current situation we are. And I'll just speak for the United, for us in the United States. I mean, what a country to live in. The freedom we have is amazing, but it has lulled us to sleep. We've got food 5 minutes away. We lack for nothing in this country. Absolutely nothing. It's amazing. So I'm trying to get out of that mindset of being lulled to sleep, where I was for a while. And actually, when I first came on, well, I was actually going through a divorce, and so that played somewhat into it. But you guys were so happy and speaking God's word and blessed. And I'm sitting here thinking, man, these people cannot be this happy. There's no freaking way. Absolutely no way. I mean, I'm freaking miserable. Now I was going through a divorce, don't get me wrong, but having come out of that and starting operating, you know, speaking in tongues as much as I can, tithing, and then doing the one-on-one, the check-ins, because within many counselors are safety. I think that's the scripture. And then today, like just today, God showed me a verse in, oh, goodness gracious, I forget where it was now. I have to open up to it. But it was with Balaam in Numbers, with a donkey talking. And I actually read 24 to 23 to 22. I was going backwards because it was so interesting. And then once I got to it, it was amazing because the guy offered him everything. Kind of like the adversary offered Jesus Christ. Obviously not that much, but the king of Moab offered him all kind of stuff. He would just curse the Jews. But God told him, don't curse them. You know, don't do it because I've set up, you know, I'm blessing them. And then the donkey, or the ass, that was traveling. There was an interesting thing in there where the angel, spoke to, well, the ass saw it. The donkey saw it and saw the angel. And then he stopped and he wouldn't go anywhere. And then he banged into a wall, hurt his foot. I think he went into a vineyard first. And then the angel hemmed him in. And once he allowed the guy to see the angel, once his eyes were open and he saw it, the angel told him that, or spoke to him. I have to go back and read it. He said to him that he would have killed him and not her, referring to the donkey, which was, I just thought it was so cool that the angel was just referring to the donkey as a her. You know, as, you know, he could have just referred to, you know, the ass or whatever. But anyway, just those little things. And there was another one where there was a couple different times where he kept calling him up and God would speak to this guy. Now, I'm not even sure if this guy is in, you know, with the Jews at the time. I think he's more of, I'll have to read it again. I think he's more of the Moabites people, or the Moabites or whatever they're called. And because the king was calling him to curse the Jews, and God spoke to him and said, hey, you know, don't go that way. Don't do this. Don't do this. You say exactly what I tell you to say. And it happened like three times, and there's a seven in there. So God's word is just absolutely perfect when you, and I love seeing little things like that. Just, and it just blesses my life. But again, I can't emphasize to you guys enough. The biggest change in my life is joy. And it's a direct result of one-on-ones, speaking in tongues, and tithing, or abundant sharing, or love offering, or whatever you want to call it. Because and it doesn't have to be, I was telling Brenda, it doesn't have to be, you know, just throw, like she goes to a church currently now. I said, just throw $10 in there, or $5, whatever, just throw something in there. You know, and she does whatever she wants with that. But I was just explaining to her how you can never outgive God. And every single thing we have, the Zoom, the airways, the computers, the ground we stand on, the houses, the food we eat, the vehicles we drive, every single thing is from him. The air we breathe, it's all his, including us. And it's all for us, everything that's made. Just a tool to barter, to get stuff. But we put it above our Heavenly Father. I know there's times that things get tight, but just go to your Heavenly Father, you know, ask him for direction and guidance on how to get out of whatever situation you are. And I'm telling you, tithing is the key. Speaking in tongues and the one-on-ones, it is absolutely the key. And I so look forward to it. And so I love seeing all you guys. Peter, it was great seeing you. Kathy, was wonderful seeing you. You know, I hadn't seen you in the last time I saw you, a long time. And then Shelly and Ted, I had never met them. Jeff, I thought Jeff lived there because he came out and said, hey, you got to move your car. You know, I'm like, what? Move my car? I must be a California thing. You can't park on the sidewalk. So anyway, me and him were talking. It was great. And, he's from around Lake Tahoe, and Lake Tahoe is just absolutely gorgeous. My goodness. So anyway, I was blessed. We had a great time. Spend that little bit of time with you guys. I definitely scheduled my time for that, and just for that little bit of time, and was super blessed. And again, I can't emphasize enough, those three things, if you do those, just practice those, just start out small, and because that's what I did, actually, and you just build up, and you can see the changes. Financially, it's mentally, it's emotional, it's everything. Everything in your life starts to improve and gets, because you can never outgive him. And then the key to it all is being humble and meek. Show me, teach me, guide me, direct me. You know, give me wisdom, am I doing something wrong? Help put people in my way so I can speak your word. You know, so anyway, love you guys, and
Well, thank you, Van, for sharing.
Awesome encouragement.
Yeah, that was great encouragement. Thank you very much for that. And yes, spot on, when we give to God, we can't lose. So, and I like the way you said it's from a free heart as well, because that is what it's all about. It's not about the letter of the law. It's about doing what you do with the free hearts to the Father. His encouragement is what's important, because he's looking out for us. So, thanks a lot, mate.
Top words.
I love you, the English and the Irish. You guys, and Brent, all the accents are the best. Love you guys.
Oh, yeah, I forgot to say, Marie Carroll sends her love, couldn't make it tonight. And Sakina was working, she was in training, but she sends her love. Well.
Oh, bless him, the sinners. Bless him. So there we have it. So, Kathy, what's in your heart to share, sister?
Yay.
Talking Kathy Clark.
Is there anyone catchy on this fellowship?
This is true. There is only one. Yeah, God bless you all. Oh, great hearing from you all. And yeah, it was a wonderful time, like in Florida. Yeah, Van. I know, I hadn't seen you in a lot of years, so that was really great. And then seeing everybody else, of course, and of course meeting Lawrence, because it's been, well, we're actually coming on 5 years here in October. So, wonderful to meet Lawrence face-to-face, as well as all of you, too. And so I had a request to give to God, very specific things for me, and very, very specific for Sarah, right? Yeah, Ethel, you were talking about bringing your mom and all that requires. And so, and bringing my daughter too, there were things that I asked God to do for her, specifically things that were very necessary and needful for a change for her. And so I won't go on too long, but definitely, that's what God did. He worked in a wonderful way for her to have the change that I did ask him for. And so I also want to say to all of you who were there, thank you very much for making her feel so comfortable and for interacting with her in a very loving way, because that was really what was needed for her to have a chance to see herself in a different way, interacting with other people, because this has always been very difficult for her. Well, not always, but in these last number of years. So God really worked a wonderful thing, and all thanks to God and glory to God for, you know, doing that. And all the other things he did too. He surprised me with a wonderful, unexpected blessing that came through my son, actually. And you know how that is when somebody just out of the blue, as God works and arranges it, surprises you with something that was just over the top, so over the top, beautiful and wonderful and needful. And so God did that as well to my son. He flew down for a day and took care of some things that were in his heart to take care of for Sarah. So, you know, God really went over and above for me and Sarah in arranging things that were greater than what I imagined. And so, you know, I, like all of you, am very, very blessed and happy with the way God works, you know, in our life, works in my life, and how much he desires to see the fruition and manifestation of everything he did. You know, he's so fully invested and so committed to bringing forth in each one of our lives what he intended when he brought the Savior to save us, and what new birth and new creation was, what he desired it to be, how it was to be lived, how it was to be manifested that glorifies him. And so everything was his idea, you know, everything he gave was his idea. Everything that he created us to be was his idea, his heart, his intention, and he fully did it exactly the way he wanted. And so why would he not want us to experience all of what that is? Of course, that wouldn't make sense. So he is doing that, you know, as we look to him and look away from all else and look only to him, and we keep our heart open to him. He wants to reveal many, many things to us, because as someone mentioned earlier, you know, God has happiness in all of this too. God had something in his heart to experience in all of this too. Like, for us to experience it, but also for him to experience what he gave and what he did for his good pleasure, for him to enjoy, you know? And I love that. That just, for me, yeah, floats my boat. Like, to think about how much God desires to enjoy his gift, you know? You know, when you buy somebody a gift, maybe you spend a lot of money, maybe you think through, oh, what would make them happy? Like, what do they really want? You know, maybe even ask people that are close to them, like, oh, have you heard of me? Said, oh, I would really love to have this or love to that, have that. You know, you make such a great effort, you know, to give a gift to somebody you love and somebody you care so much about. And the real pleasure of it is when you give it to them and they open it up and they just absolutely love it. You know, you give that pleasure of them just being so happy and blessed, you know, with something that you were blessed to give them. And so I think about God that way too, you know, that his gift was so magnificent in creating us as Christ is, as new creations. Like, his pleasure to enjoy it when we enjoy it, you know, is so much part of the whole thing. And he has made us very happy, you know. Everything he did, in doing it, He has made us happy. It's just sometimes we just don't bother notice it. And, you know, I will include myself very much in that. I spent a lot of years of my life not noticing all the things God did to make me happy. And, but no more for me. And so, yeah, fellowship was great. Time was great. Everything was wonderful. So, so great to, interact with you and speak with you and get to know you all a little bit. So God bless you. I love you all.
Wonderful, Kathy. Thank you for sharing that with us. And again, you know, each person got something out of that. And we hear so often that God really is an individual God, and he really is. Even though he's collective with all of us, but he's also individual, and we heard it tonight that he knows what's in everybody's hearts. And there can be different things in everybody's hearts, or we can have the same desire in our hearts in some areas, but he knows all of it, and he's the only one that can work at it perfectly. So thank you very much. So that's just added to the rest of this testimonies and sharings tonight. Really wonderfully. Thank you, Kathy. Next, I'd like to go to Lands. So bonjour, Lands. Frank, would you like to share next, please, brother?
Yes, God bless you.
Yay, God bless.
Thank you. Okay, thank you very much, each one of you who shared and expressing the heart of God and what God is working in you. And I'm very thankful to look to this laborer who is worth a million, who wants to really move for God and really sticking on the right doctrine, the holy doctrine, because it comes from God, and we can look only to God, we can connect, we can share abundantly, pray for this laborer, and we want to impart that to someone else who will be like mirror of what we are doing. Then this needle that is available, only God can find it, you know. And that's why we stay at rest, we stay focused, and we let God do the work. It's not that we do not do anything. We just continue in what we are encouraged to do. And God bring this laborer, you know. It's very easy. And we stay patient, because it's the... This laborer belongs to God, and he has a perfect plan to reach this one and to bring it to meet us. And I'm very blessed. I shared with Laurence and Kim and today before the fellowship, and we spoke about this laborer, and I was very, very encouraged, and this vision was powerful. And sometime, you know, to the goal of God is to bring faith in us, you know, to the point of something is going to happen, is happening. And that's good to have a vision. That's good to be inspired and be able to give this vision to someone else. Then that's why connection is very important. God provide, God bless, God really make a difference in our life, and through him we make a difference to someone else's life. And we are the light, we are salted, we are more than conqueror, we are working from the victory. We have to remember, because it's no more a flesh fight, it's just God, you know, showing us the victory through different manifestation in our life. Then the rider twin is very important, and I'm very thankful that God is going to continue. He's faithful, and I'm very thankful to your prayers, you know, when you speak in tongue, when you just focus. And being an example is really important, because it has an impact for the body of Christ, and especially for those who really are going to connect and stay faithful to what God has for us. Then we can't say that we are the best. We are the best because God is the best, but we just stay humble, we just stay obedient to God, and humility for me is like obedience. It's not it's obedience. And it's like Moses, that he was looking only to this invisible God and having confidence in what he's going to do. And we know that the horizontal when I see Moses, when he took Israel out of Egypt, it's like a gathering, you know, horizontal. But Jesus Christ will have gathering vertical, and our body will be transformed for it to happen. You know, it will be celestial at this time. You know, at the like the blink of an eye. And I was thinking about that, but yes, staying focused on, you know, people to be saved and come to a knowledge of the truth, and just wanted this laborer, and I'm thankful that it is it's okay for God. It's okay. Amen. It is done. And thank you. That's all I wanted to share. I love you. Thank you very much.
Yeah, that's great. That's hot. And you're right. Our focus has to stay on God. And we just let him do the work and bring them laborers. And he's got it all figured out for us. Thanks for sharing that, brother. It's wonderful. So next, closer to home, I'd like to go to Ireland, please, and ask Madeline to share, please. What's on your heart, sister?
Hi, good night, everybody. It's lovely to be back here. And I was looking forward to it all day, I have to say. And gosh, you know, even though we have a wonderful home fellowship here, in a friend's house, and we're very close, we're very tight, it's Christ-centered like it should be, and it's so wonderful. And I, you know, somebody shared with me during the week, okay, my sister, has pancreatic cancer. Normally people die within 3 months, 6 months. She's still with me, still with us a year and a half later. And she's had times of wonderful, healing, and we've just, I can't describe it. God has has afforded me and my other sister, you know, the most beautiful times with her. And is continuing to do it now. My sisters and brother, I think Caroline is born again. I'm going to see her at the return of Christ. But I'm the only one in the family that, is living best I can according to the doctrine concerning my Lord Jesus Christ. And I'm the one seeing the real benefits of it, though I see God, God's hand on her and that sort of thing. And lately God's been, and I'm sharing this because if my story helps somebody else going through struggles, right now in life, or any kind of struggle, even with our own thoughts sometimes, that can be a struggle, you know? And I've shown Psalm 31. I just love that Psalm because it's like the whole of God's heart is in that, you know. And like in verse 7 it says, "You have known my soul," and like He is aware of our lives, of our struggles. We don't need to hide anything from Him. Or He's aware of our struggles. And I was looking at that Psalm 31. I love Psalm 31. And I'll tell you why in a minute. My times are in your hand. You know, our times are in His hand. Excuse me. He prepares us for things in life. Because until Christ comes back, there's stuff we're going to go through. Grief, you know, let's not be naive. And I know we're not on this Zoom call. Nobody here is naive to, you know, who the God of this world is and how we, it's not how we react, it's how we live God's word in our own hearts. And I love this, like, I don't know where it's in here, but He hides us and keeps us in His secret place. So from there, I can deal with Caroline's impending death. Whatever that happens, yeah. Looking at it, you know, it's pretty certain. I have shared the word over the years with those guys, you know, and right now I am not going to be all anxious or anything like that. That, oh my gosh, I wonder if she's this or is she leaving the world? No. Let them off, you know. God is hiding me in His secret place and Michael. And He has shown me to keep my heart with all diligence, because out of it are the issues of life, to guard my heart, because families, you know, mine as well, you know, all this thing that goes on with, you know, who's doing what, everything. I am just staying right out of it. And I love that God is not just preparing me, but showing me how to guard my heart. Now, I have to act on that. I have to actively guard my heart. And how I guard my heart is putting His words in my heart instead of listening to what's going on out there in the world. And I am, oh, here it is, yeah. You shall hide them in the secret of your presence, you know, from the pride of man. And we do, no matter how nice people are, no matter how, whatever, people that are, when they're stopping coming to the Lord Jesus Christ and entering into the kingdom of God, which He has made freely available for us, it's pride. I don't care how good it looks or how great their excuses are. It's pride. And we have to be humble for our Heavenly Father. And like you all say, you know, every one of you, it's how we respond to the world It's with the Word. It's with our Father. It's living in that secret place. And I just want to leave it at that. If anybody is struggling, just have a read of Psalm 31. It is, it'll just heal your soul, you know, in every circumstance. Yeah, no matter what. And that's what I wanted to share. And I am wildly thankful. And don't get me wrong, I'm sad. I'm, you know, but we don't grieve like those in the world do. We don't. And I see my gorgeous, blonde, funny, musical, beautiful, idiotic sister. There's no way that she should be going into a grave. This is awful, you know. And she was my Edward's favorite auntie, you know, because she practically reared the kids with us. And God's plan was never that his kids or the people should be going to funerals. That is so against what his plan was. It was like, ugh, this is not what I wanted for my humans. So he sent his son to die for us so we could be saved. We're saved from perishing, you know. People are going to go to the grave in this world. And, of course, we have miracles of healing. We can, you know, we have that power to raise people from the dead. And, but, you know, I'm just going to sit in God's secret little place and live in his arms. And if I get revelation to do something like that, fine. But I'm not going to be distracted by anything but just listening to my Father, you know, and obeying my Lord Jesus Christ. So hopefully I can, yeah, well, I shouldn't say hopefully, but that's the plan anyway. And but we are human and he loves us, and we are dust and he still loves us. And that's what I had to share. And thank you so much for letting me share. I missed you guys. I haven't seen you for ages. Love you.
Thank you very much, Madeline. That's wonderful. Next, who's on the phone number? Is that Bambi?
Did you ask for me? I'm so sorry.
No.
I'm sorry. I'll mute again. I didn't hear you clearly. I apologize.
Okay. Who's on the phone number 12154066444? Is that Bambi?
Maybe she may be barking, Chase.
Right. Okay. No problem. Yeah, Kendra, if you want to share next, then you carry on. That'll be great, sister.
Yeah, actually, I need a minute now. I apologize. Can you wait a minute?
No one else. Well, just, it's you and Mary Long left, and that's it.
Sorry, I'm the last person.
You are Mary Long.
ML.
Yeah, let Mary go next, if you will. Thank you.
Okay, Mary, ML, is there anything you'd like to share, sister?
Yeah, it looks like things are just really God's best plan for me with the apartment, because the one I'm in is the only 2-bedroom with a lot of sunlight for the plants. And so here's what the plan is, because mediation called me and I have their phone number, and they spoke with the office and they said they're going to remodel in 6 months. They're going to tear out the cabinets and the floors and the carpets and paint and they're probably going to sand the tub again, because it never works very well to sand it and paint it, because it peels up. But anyway, they'll hopefully paint after they sand it, because that stuff is really hard on the bronchial system. And so I need to request that they vacuum out the ducts, because these were built in 72. And so they said they would help with the unpacking of my stuff after all the remodeling was done. But, you know, I think the big question is, and I'm pretty sure it's the only logical thing, because it's what they did when they remodeled the place 20 years ago. They put people in motels, and they put their stuff in a storage locker. So that's the big answer from God, and I think that's lovely, because I'll have a brand new apartment, and my clothes and my things in my boxes and my furniture won't get contaminated with all that construction dust, and I'll still have my lovely two-bedroom apartment. So I think it's a real gift from God that I got to live here. But the main thing is getting those ducts vacuumed out, because it's never been done in 50 years. But, yeah, so very thankful to God for that. It was a total answer to prayer, because I know a lot of people were praying for it. And it'll be a good thing to have a brand new apartment by Christmas. So thank you very much, and God bless you. And as usual, I love your sharings. I'll mute.
Bless you, Mary.
Bless you, Mary. Yeah, that's wonderful news. Yeah, it's great to hear that something's actually happening now. So. We've got a great God. So thanks for sharing that. And Kendra, are you ready to share now, sister?
Sure, I will.
Okay.
I'm not sure what to do. Yes. So, obviously,
no.
That's my Zoom call. Sorry. Okay, I'm sorry. So, give me a half second. Yes, ma'am.
Finish your phone call, and then I'll
explain. No, that's all right. This is going to take a little while, ma'am. So what are we doing here? So I'm actually at the grocery store, and they're trying to figure out why it's not giving me the discount. But for some reason, it's going very slowly, and I'm not really sure why. So that's all right, though. It's been, as always, God is working in my life on a weekly basis, doing amazing things like he always does. So I had, sorry. Can I do something for you, ma'am? Okay. Okay. Oh, because you have nails. Okay. So, I had,
next time scan that, and that,
okay.
That's got the,
okay. Okay. So good to know. Thank you so much, ma'am. So sorry about the multitasking. I'm 100% available now. So anyway, my mom, left me a very small amount of money, not much at all. And, honestly, I gotta say, I have grown so much in my giving. It has been absolutely amazing. Even a year ago, I never would have done this. But God put it on my heart to give Mom's caregiver. It's not much money, but I'm thankful that I'm going to give Mom's caregiver that money, because she's a believer who took care of Mom for free, helped take care of her for the last few months of her life for free. And honestly, I just, I now trust God so much in my life when it comes to giving that I just, God put it on my heart and I decided to do it. It hasn't arrived yet, but I'm gonna give like I've never done something like that before. But I really wish Mom would have given her the amount to begin with, instead of giving it to my older half-sister who's been a real rascal to Mom. But what's done is done. And, you know, it's easy to criticize myself and say that because Mom did listen to me, and I could have at her deathbed said, hey, Mom, what if, because my niece who handled the estate was there, what if you don't give this money to Ginger, but you give it to your sweet caregiver that spent all kinds of money and effort taking care of you in your last months. And I feel like Mom would have done that, and it's hard not to condemn myself at, oh, why wasn't I sharp enough? Why didn't I think of that? But condemnation is never from God, and we're human, and we're going to make mistakes. And we're going to think of things later, oh, I should have done this, I should have done that. So it happened the way that it happened. But my point is that my growth as far as trusting God has changed so much. Like, I never even would have done that probably 6 months ago if God would have put such a gift on my heart. I would have been like, what? That's crazy, you know? I can use that money. But God has so abundantly met my needs through, because I give, you know, I'm a giver now. And when God put it on my heart to give this money to this lady, my response was, what a great idea, Father. That's what I'm going to do. And, I'm just very thankful to the Father. I'm thankful to Him for growth. And I'm thankful to Him that my life has changed and my thinking is so much more spiritual than it used to be. That I used to just, I'll give this exact percent no matter what. And, you know, I'll give it to one person or whatever. But God has worked in my life to the point that I now listen to Him and give as He tells me and give the right amount. I mean, a percentage does work better for me. So most of the time I give a generous percentage of my money. But it just works better for me. But the most important thing is listening to the Father. And He's not into condemnation. He's not into criticizing us for doing things a certain way. He loves us, and He wants us to have the very best. And listening to Him is a growth thing, and giving is a growth thing. And I've tried to share that with a number of people on Facebook. I've put a lot of Facebook posts up about how God blesses me when I give and the amazing things He does for me as I'm giving. And I'll put up verses about the tithe and giving first fruits and that kind of thing. And I've been blown away because there are so many people out there that call themselves believers that will fight with you if you talked about giving. It blows my mind. I was so naive back a couple of years ago. Ethel did a teaching in my fellowship on giving of your first fruits. And she said to me, I know we're going to have some people kick up their heels. And I was so naive. I was like, oh, I'm sure nobody will do that. Sure, everybody knows about the law of giving in our fellowship, and we'll get really blessed with what you're going to share. And sure enough, we had, I think it was two people that kicked up their heels, but one in particular. And I was kind of blown away. But when, as I put things online, every time I've got to delete comments, either that or argue with these people, and I've learned that's fruitless. But I'll continue to share with people the amazing blessings of giving, and that when you give, you're going to get blessed. And we're not going to be on this earth forever. Either the Lord's going to return, or one day we will pass. And when we do, we're going to get eternal rewards for walking in God's love and doing things according to how He guides us and leads us, both by the scriptures and knowing which scripture to apply when, as we listen to Him and specific revelation from Him and inspiration as we walk. We're going to get blessed. We definitely are. And that's what we're going to have. We're going to have eternal rewards for walking with Him. That's what we're going to end up with. Not, money is not going to matter. And I kind of feel so thankful to the Father that I've grown in that respect, and that I try to help other people grow in that respect. But I never dreamed that I could have grown that much. But the Father is my sufficiency. He does meet my needs. I don't need money. I need the Father. I need God. And I see that as a reality. Those are no longer just words to me. Giving first fruits is what I do because it's the right thing to do. And when God told me to give this money to this lady, I'm listening to Him and I'm doing it. And it just kind of blew my mind when I was thinking about it. I was like, man, I don't even think I would have done this 6 months ago. I think the level of growth by God's mercy and grace is such that if He'd asked me to do that 6 months ago, I would have been like, no, God, not, no deal. I'm not going to do that. That's too much giving. But it's not, because money really, in the whole scheme of things, God will bless us with an abundance of money. As we need it, we will have it. And there's nothing wrong with, you know, trusting Him for an abundance of anything, honestly. But I just no longer put a huge emphasis on money. My emphasis is on God. And I was not raised to do that because we were raised very poor. But anyway, that's what I wanted to share. I love you guys. I had to cut off for a little while because I had to go to the bank today. And I didn't want to, you know, be divided. But the sharings that I heard were many, and they were a blessing. And I appreciate you all. And I appreciate Kim's sharing just blessed me so much. She, not that everyone's born inspired, but Kim, she was just hot on. She really was. And saying exactly what I needed to hear and what would bless me. It's a privilege and an honor to get together with you guys every Thursday. I love you all very much. God bless.
Thank you, Kendra.
Bless you, Kendra.
Bless you. And, well, I guess that's it. That's it for another fellowship for the week.
Just an announcement. So, the leaders' meeting will not be this Sunday because it's Father's Day here. So, we will do the leaders the following Sunday. So, that date is... where's my calendar? Just let me get my calendar up. Just so that you know. Sunday the 23rd, yeah. 4 p.m. will be the leaders meeting, international leaders meeting. Monday is the Bristol leaders meeting.
So like Lawrence said, this Sunday is no leaders meeting because Father's Day here. So it's going to be Sunday 23rd of this month is the next international leaders meeting. And we have our Bristol one. This Monday coming. So I guess I'll close out with a word of prayer. Gracious Father God, I thank you in the wonderful name of Jesus Christ for so many sharings and testimonies, hearing how you're moving and hearing more and more how your people are coming up, Father, the way you want us to come up, in strength and in unity and in like-mindedness, with the same heart, the same vision, the same focus, with your sound doctrine, Father, because it's your words, it's not the world, it's not, we're not listening to the world or any of the negativity that's out there. I thank you so much that we're free from all that, Father, because you set us free from it. And we grow up together in Christ as a holy temple unto you. And I thank you for that and a wonderful week ahead, weekend and week ahead for all of us, Father. And that you're going to do great, mighty signs, miracles and wonders in all our lives. In the wonderful name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Love you all. Have a great rest of your day.
Amen.
And we can see you next week.
God bless you.
God bless you.
Bye.
Thank you.
God bless Peter, Conrad, Zed, Danny, Amber, Mary.
You're the best.
Thank you.
Patty, Lawrence, Kim, Rocky.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
God bless you all.
Waiting.
You too, Cabra. Bye.
God bless you, Patty.
Okay, bye, kids.
Bye, all.
Bye, all.
Bless you.